InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Here's my second question. We know that Jeffrey Epstein, who is now deceased, and Ms. Maxwell, his associate, who's in prison, were engaged in a conspiracy of sex trafficking with minors. So were others. It's been widely reported. What's the FBI doing to investigate the other people that were involved in these sex trafficking rings?
Well, I'm not sure that I can confirm any specific individual.
Well, let me put it this way. Let me give you some facts, widely reported. Jeffrey Epstein had video surveillance in all of his homes and on his private island. And there have been articles after articles from witnesses who have said he videotaped sex acts with prominent people because he was trying to incur with young girls that he had procured to try to incur favor with those prominent people and potentially for to be able to blackmail them. Now, that's a fact. And the FBI and other federal agencies have raided his houses. Do you have those tapes?
Again, I can't discuss the specifics of our law enforcement operations related to Mr. Epstein or Ms. Maxwell, but obviously we had very active investigation related to both of them. But whether it extends to other people, I'm not sure that's something
comment on. A suit was filed yesterday against one of those prominent people by one of the young women sex trafficked, allegedly, said he was part of the ring. It's on the front page. I don't know. Is this New York Times, Wall Street Journal? And we keep seeing article after article after article. And we keep hearing about prominent person after prominent person after prominent person. I just want to know if these prominent people are above the law and are going to be, aren't being investigated, or is the FBI investigating them?
Well, no one is above the law, number one. As to whether specific people are being investigated, that's not something that I, as I'm sure you can appreciate, can engage on here. We've devoted significant resources to the investigation.
Is it ongoing?
I'm not sure there's anything I can share with you on that, but let me see if we can get back to you and provide a little more information.
Well, for example, these allegations in this lawsuit, the civil action.
I haven't seen the article.
It'll trigger your gag reflex. Is the FBI going to investigate that?
Well, again, I haven't seen the article, but I would be happy to take a look at it and take it back and see if it's part of something.
I'd just like to know.
I share your.
Yeah. Is the FBI still investigating this, or are these prominent people going to go scot-free?
I'm not sure that I can tell you whether or not there is ongoing work being devoted to this. I would be happy to take a look at the specific article. I share your disgust at Mr. Epstein's conduct and Ms. Maxwell's conduct.
And others.
The whole operation.
Okay. Thanks, Madam Chair.
There are three things that don't hang themselves: drywall, Christmas tree lights, and Jeffrey Epstein. It's Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're 152 days, 12 hours, 55 minutes, 36 seconds out from the most important election in world history. There have been big developments on every front. So we're going to go to break for 1 minute, join a bunch of stations, and kick it into high gear. And the Democrats are in overdrive to remove Biden ahead of the DNC and claiming Republican terrorists are about to start blowing up everything and killing everyone. I told you it's all coming. Stay with us. Oh, and giant World War III news as well. Yeah, there's plenty to talk about.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
That liner that you just heard has been playing on this show and was cut by me on a computer 27 years ago. It's a piece of history. I got a voiceover, got to do it, but I got it and put it in there and did it, put it in the computer. It's a 27-year-old file. Just to give you an idea how long this operation's been here, I now know exactly what's going on behind the scenes in the attempt to shut this place down. But at this point, I'm not going to give away strategy and let the other side know that we know exactly what they're trying to do. But they did want to shut down at forever starting Friday because they know that the judge is going to give this operation 6 months more life. And that's even if the appeals federally fail. And so that was the opposite of a false alarm. That was the real deal. And the Democrats tried to spin it. Oh, nobody's trying to shut him down. But we want him shut down today, they said in court Monday. You saw the AP headlines. Judge rejects call to immediately shut down Alex Jones, InfoWars, in bankruptcy dispute. And they had the nerve, got the transcripts, to say, Jones just made all this up. Oh, yeah? I've been asked not to release it yet, and I'm not going to, but I have the stuff that went on in the filings behind the scenes. The judge knew all this was going on, didn't want to turn it into a huge fiasco in court, so just sat there and watched them tell him nothing's going on, nobody wants to shut him down, we want him shut down today, though. But nobody without your authority tried to shut him down this weekend. That's totally lies. I mean, this has never been seen in bankruptcy courts before. I mean, the lawyers across the spectrum, and I've talked to top-level outside groups that have been given the intel, they say this is just running with a chicken's head cut off type hysteria. And it's because they know the real polls, Trump's 25 points ahead, 13 points ahead to 16 points in battleground states. That is such a massive landslide. They can't steal that because Zuckerberg's database, he paid 400 and something million for of dead people and people out of state that they fill out with the mail-in ballots won't get them anywhere close to that. That lets them steal, depending on the state, 5 to 10%, and they run out of bullets. That's why Beto and Texas and places in the senatorial race 2000, same night they stole it from Trump, Beto's ahead, and then all of a sudden you see him run out of extra votes and stuff, and so Cruz then surges and wins by a decent margin after that. Same thing in Florida with the races there. So this is the country in a battle for its very future against the deep state, permanent state, intelligence agencies, big tech, the big corporations, BlackRock. And America's really waking up fast. So is the rest of the world. And they're just pulling out all the stops. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is coming up in an hour and a half. And she is going to break some major, major, major news from the intel she's got in Congress. And it's that the Democrats know they've lost. And so they're looking to create some type of civil unrest and or war to try to cancel the election somehow. And that's why NATO is now openly bombing inside Russia, killing thousands of Russians every few hours, it's being reported. All hell is breaking loose. And they don't want to show like this on air, reaching tens of millions of people conservatively. We reach the general public, that's important, but they know the government listens, the Pentagon listens, the intelligence agencies listen, the state police listen, the legislatures listen, all the top talk show hosts listen, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Elon Musk, and it goes down the line, the Russell Brands, the Andrew Tates, it just, everybody does. And we're very blessed that the system tried to shut us down and demonized us so much. It was terrible to go through. But then we were the first big group they went after because we were the biggest danger to the establishment. And so people went, oh, you're not supposed to listen to this. So we've really got the people. We've really got the audience. And the system is in complete panic mode, but I got news for them. Elon Musk is as smart as I am or smarter on politics. He's basically become Alex Jones with a probably, I think, clearly a higher IQ, definitely in engineering and organization. And Joe Rogan's Alex Jones now. Tucker Carlson's Alex Jones now with his extra skills. I'd say better version in ways. So a day late and a dollar short, as we say down here in Texas. And how many times have I told you? My plan is to become irrelevant. My plan has become obsolete because people did not get this 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, even 5 years ago or 3 years ago. But the numbers have grown and grown and grown now to a very large minority worldwide that totally get it. And then the mass of people knows they're being screwed. They're finding out what's happening now. And so we're reaching the point of massive understanding by thought leaders. And we have Democrats and leftists around the world joining us saying we were wrong. Naomi Wolf, it's a total world government depopulation. We should own guns. The vaccines are poison. They want to depopulate us. Wolf believes in God now. They're Satanists. They want to kill us. She used to be the Clinton's top advisor, like the feminist queen. And she's out there everywhere saying, no, I was wrong. You know, it's total evil. And that she's honored to promote me and be demonized. Because she wants to live. She's a good person. She was conned by the left. And back then, the Republicans were horrible, evil, racist blue bloods, the leadership, not the average Republican. They were still better than Democrats. But, you know, back then, I mean, I wasn't going to support McCain or Obama in 2008 because they were both so bad. Who knew Obama would be even worse because that was the plan. So I get where good Democrats are coming from. I get that used to Republicans are pretty bad, so the choice was, you know, who knows here. But now the Democrats are 50 times worse than the Republicans. I mean, they're just totally insane, out of control. So Tulsi Gabbard sounds like Alex Jones. RFK Jr., Alex Jones. And it's not about me. It's about my enemies understanding that you're a day late and a dollar short. In fact, you're many years late and trillions of dollars short. And I'm just so blessed that I never sold out to them because they sure as hell tried hard. And I never even entertained it, but I wanted to hear what they'd say at all these meetings I've had. I've been in probably 10 sellout meetings I knew I was in and said no every time just to get intel. And then another 10 or so I didn't know I was going to a sellout meeting. And they're like trying to get me to sell out. And I'm like, no, you get the threat. You get laughed at. You get told, well, you're going to fail, son. Okay, we'll see. Because I don't know how all this is going to end. But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. And now we've got the momentum. We've got the initiative. We've got it all. And so all these other followers and people that want to keep serving the system, you just keep doing that. But it's going to become very clear to you that going along with the New World Order is a suicide cult. It's a death cult. And it's total insanity. But every day, millions of new people wake up. Every day, prominent former liberals say, I'm wrong about everything. And as a touchstone, they'll say, Alex Jones is right. just to signal, no, I don't want to have nuclear war. I don't want to be given poison shots. I don't want pedophilia everywhere. I don't want open borders. I don't want, you know, no. Self-preservation is kicking in right now. And these shows we're doing right now are the most epic and the most important ever. And the fact that without a court order, and clearly under the law, in an LLC, I'm the managing member, I hire, I fire, I decide to shut this down, only the judge can override that. But without the authorization, clearly, cut and dry, Friday the order was given to shut this place. And the security was told just till the hearing on Monday that the plaintiffs went and said shut us down it. But then they admitted, no, actually it's 14 days to the next hearing and it would never have come back. So that tells me something in those 14 days big is supposed to happen. Well, the bombing of Russia has officially started 2 days ago by the West. Biden announced it right after the Trump conviction Thursday. He said, we're now going to directly bomb Russian cities. Took the credit to piss the Russians off. So now I've talked about myself, and I'm going to host all 4 hours today. So I intend to not get back into this any unless something else comes up. We've got a very full plate here, but I'm not Hunter S. Thompson. This isn't where I go write stories about myself and then write myself into it. I've been front and center in this, and so you needed an update on what was going on. But just look at the gaslighting in closing on this subject. Crew's all here. They see the arguments in the halls. They see the security. Now we're being told, shut you down. What's the law? Show us the law. And I'm showing them the law and this private security camp we've had for years. My crew all knows it's real. They see us taking the stuff off the walls and me getting my furniture out of here and trucks pulling in, loading stuff in vehicles. I mean, I intend to come back and stay here and not let them shut it down. But once you get down to the wire, you got to get your stuff out just in case. I would like nothing more than to be here in a few months if we beat this tyranny, hanging the stuff back up that's been accumulating here for decades. 15 years in this building, but posters and things that are 30 years old and stuff listeners sent in that we framed over 30 years just adorned the walls. Love every bit of it. It's very saddening to me to walk around here and see almost everything off the walls. I haven't gotten done yet. Truckloads of it. And it's just a mile away in a storage facility. We hope to bring it back. But that's how dire this is. And that the Democratic Party that runs all this would gaslight in a hearing that's all over the news and say, Mr. Jones made this up. He's a crisis actor. They actually said that. They said he's creating a whole fake thing. Nobody's trying to shut anything down. But we want him shut down today. That was Monday. And the judge has been briefed by the Chapter 5 trustee, already knows this happened, knows this went on. I guess Connecticut and the Democrats didn't know that there was filings that were in there saying they wanted to, you know, that this was going on and kick me out and all this stuff or take away my managing member power. Judge can't even do that. He either shut the company down or dismiss it. You under law cannot in an LLC in a Chapter 11 bankruptcy reorganization strip the manager because that's the sole owner. They said, spent all this money, all this time in court constantly trying to prove that Free Speech Systems was me. I never denied it was me. I never tried to say it wasn't me. So without authority, there was an attempt to close the doors here. And I said, I've got to go on air on Saturday. And I said, by the time the show's over, you'll hear calls again to shut this down. And the phone rang and they said, how did you know? Security was told, shut it down. But they'd already talked to lawyers and knew I told them the truth that there was no authority to shut it down. So I said, well, I'm not leaving. So I slept here again. Now, as of last few nights, I've been sleeping at home because, again, I don't know what they were thinking. I come in to do the Sunday show, plus I was already planning a Saturday show, and, like, I'm locked out. And then what were they going to say? What were they going to do? I could be on Tucker Carlson like that. I could be on 1,000 shows like that. I could go right on X and do a show and expose it right there. So there's a very one-dimensional thought process of these people. But I think because of the nice studio, they think like that's the show. As if you took a nice studio away for a few months maximum, could have one this nice and 2 months up and going, a simple one in days, as if people care if I've been taken off the air, that I'm just at a regular podcasting studio like Joe Rogan. In fact, a lot of experts believe, I just never did all this, you know, what off experts, I just wanted to have a nice big studio for big discussions and things, that a Joe Rogan type small intimate studio, which I used to do, which Joe Rogan came and looked at and emulated, which Joe will tell you, I've known Joe 26 years now, is more effective than a big fancy studio. It's just, again, these people, they don't think, ladies and gentlemen. They just, I'm the bad guy. I'm Lex Luthor. I deserve to be shut down. I'm a terrible person. And it's just not the case. And the cherry on top is the CRO going around to the crew 2 weeks ago when he was here, the so-called manager, told everybody he's the boss, even though it's cut and dry and law, I am. If he disagrees with my decisions, he goes to the judge. He's a monitor. Telling people he's wrong about the shots, he's getting people killed, he shouldn't be on the air, he deserves to be in jail. Multiple witnesses. 2 weeks ago. When somebody's walking around saying, you deserve to be off the air, this shouldn't be on the air, you're killing people, you deserve to be in jail. You think that type of person's going to try to shut something down? And the reason I go back to this is not because I'm even mad at that creature. It's that now I've learned more since then, and I've gotten more documents, and I'll just stop there. And I learned what was going on, and it's exactly what I thought. You have the Democratic Party and the federal trustees, not the Chapter 5 trustee, but the federal trustees, the Justice Department that's in this case, that chose to be part of it, and the Democratic Party law firm out of Connecticut want me gone. And I already knew that Friday that okay, these groups are working together behind the scenes, but the judge isn't doing it, and they're wild enough to try to slip this through under the judge's nose. I mean, this is wild stuff. And the fact that they would do something, and then I learned that was definitely what was happening yesterday. The fact that they would try something like that and then gaslight the judge and gaslight the media and gaslight, like I showed you yesterday, and say, the judge made this up. There was nothing to shut anything down. Nobody, but we'd have a motion today to shut it down. And the judge has all the behind-the-scenes stuff that he's being advised on by his trustee that he appointed. That's the Chapter 5, and he knows. He knows what that person's saying to him. So he knows when he's sitting there looking right at Chris Maddie, the former federal prosecutor whose job is to try to put me in jail, he's admitted that, saying this, the judge is just looking at him going, slapped him down, slapped everybody down. So, and I'm not saying this judge is Superman. He's known to follow the law. So, that's where we are. But for whatever's coming up, they have no intention of on Friday the 14th, next Friday, when the judge has said he will hand the company back to me, to let that happen. It's real simple. I was going to get the company back. InfoWars was going to get a new lease on life for some period of time. Mainstream analysts have said, and ChatGPT, that's even better than the top analysts, have said, it predicts 150 days we stay open, and it lays out all the scenarios in a bunch of big ChatGPT analysis that's been done. And it's crazy because you're reading it, it's like, this is exactly what top law firms told me. Well, that's what it's grabbing. That's what this artificial intelligence is, folks. It's scary. But meanwhile, folks don't want that to be known, because what's 150 days do? It gets us well past the election, and now where we're swinging to all the news. Enough about this. Boom! What's right here? And we have the video clip. I think I forgot to tell you guys to grab it. I didn't see it on the list. Grab it. Watch. Maxine Waters warns of civil war and MAGA domestic terrorist. Infowars.com on MSNBC. Now, she said a month ago, there's malicious training that worked for Trump in the woods. This is, and the quotes are all in here. And they're going to start attacking us, terrorists. Well, she said it again. Civil war and MAGA domestic terrorist. And it's not just her. Who's an unhinged loon. She's following a script. We have Biden in 2021 saying the main threat's white people, and they're everywhere, and they're going to kill you, and they're going to overthrow the Democratic Party, and they're going to murder everybody. And you saw the FBI persecuting everybody in the Justice Department. And you saw all the stuff that came out of that, and then you see the Civil War movies, the Civil War TV shows produced by Obama on Netflix, and all the race war crap. And, oh my gosh, right-wing terrorists, the number one threat, the attacks are imminent. White supremacists are everywhere. What's a white supremacist? Someone that doesn't want an open border or four shots or lockdowns or questions the election. So this is their move. This is their pre-programming. This is their operation. This is what they're doing. There's no doubt about it. And I've talked to MTG. She's going to be talking about this. And her prediction that she doesn't think there'll even be an election at this point because Trump is 25, 30 points ahead. In the general across the country polls, in the battlegrounds, 13 to 16 and growing. So when you've got a criminal coup that's done all this and thinks it's God and thinks it owns you, it is not going to give up without a fight. And because we're winning this intellectually with the information, and we'll come back next segment and play this clip. We're going to get that. We're about to tell the crew. It's ready. Good, we have it. Can we do it now then? They would not be... I mean, this isn't even 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is like, just look at the number 10, it's a 10. Or, you know, you look at a Bengal tiger, that's a Bengal tiger. Or you look at a picture of George Washington, that's George Washington. I mean, this isn't even debatable now. This is what they're doing. Just like I said 3.5 years ago, or 3 years ago, I said these poison shots are killing so many people. They'll never get away with it unless there's something like World War III that's so horrible that they can blame the excess deaths on radiation or something. And I nailed it again, and now that's what all the top analysts are saying. Because I just think, how are they going to have an excuse for this? How are they going to do this? So here's the latest clip of the Black Hitler, Maxine Waters.
I am going to spend some time... justice system, with the justice system, asking them, tell us what's going on with the domestic terrorists. Are they preparing a civil war against us? Should we be concerned about our safety? What is he doing with this divisive language? It is dangerous, and we're going to have to make sure that we understand that we're not at risk with this man talking in the way that he's doing.
Now, the last time she came out a few months ago and said there's right-wing white supremacist Trump supporters training in Woods to kill us, they're terrorists, it's going to happen. They went, hey, don't tell them the plan, the Whitmer fake kidnapping, but you know, times 1,000. Shh. So now she's like, we need law enforcement to tell us. We need law enforcement to tell us they're about to imminently kill us, because she's in these briefings where they're going, and any minute now, the white supremacists are going to attack. Wink, wink. And boy, and then Biden's like, I feel like Russia is going to be an October surprise. Trump's working with Russia to attack us to stop the election. What? You're the one that wants to stop the election. And then Biden gives the heavy weapons to Ukraine and says, start attacking the Russians. But it's really the U.S. and other NATO countries doing it. I mean, it's like everything they accuse us of, they're doing. Total projection. Yeah, yeah. Let's play the clip of her. We've got time. Saying the terrorists are training in the woods, they're coming to get you. Here it is.
This is a man who we better be careful about. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask the Justice Department, and I'm going to ask the president to tell us what they're going to do to protect this country against violence if he loses. I want to know about all of those right-wing organizations that he's connected with, who are training up in the hills somewhere and targeting, you know, what communities they're going to attack.
Militias are going to attack black people. Yeah, and a frog's going to fly to the moon. I mean, this is just, she's telling you. We need law enforcement, because she's getting the briefings, but she's not supposed to say the secret briefings. She's like, I'm telling you, they got to tell you what they know. The white people, they're up in the hills training to kill the black people. You think white people up in the hills think the black people are the issue? Maybe a few of them, but no, they know it's the New World Order. Now, can they get blacks and whites killing each other? You're damn right they're going to try to do it. Let's get the word out and let's stop it, because she knows our narrative, that's the truth's getting out. So she's all over TV saying, let's get our narrative out. Let's get our narrative out. Let's get our narrative out. The white terrorists are coming. They're coming, they're coming, they're coming.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world, that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see the earth now. You've got it. Now we see the earth. You've got it.
All right, so they are definitely going to try to cancel the election. MTG is going to give us big intel on that. Coming up 1 hour from now, will be joining us. Bottom of the next hour. Let me now just go over the main headline topics, and then I'll start drilling into each one of these stacks.
They're officially trying to get rid of Biden and remove him. It's all over mainstream news. He can barely talk. He's totally insane. Now mainstream media is showing him grabbing kids, smelling kids, making weird faces, saying rude things, stumbling around. We already see that on conservative and populist talk shows and on X, but nowhere else do you get to see that. Now it's all over the news, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. Biden's completely out of his mind. That's Keith Stack. We'll be getting to. They're now, as of 2 days ago, and yesterday and today, mainstream news everywhere going, okay, there's record deaths. Scientists believe it's the shots, but they're dumbfounded and can't believe it. Now, in the SPARS war game that they did a couple years before COVID, they said by the third year of the shots, it would become evident that they didn't work and were killing people en masse and that that would collapse society. They're like, why do they want to do that? See, this is some sick stuff, folks. You gotta think like Satan would, which is hard to do. I'm able to do it, and it's just absolutely horrible. And that's why I'm able to predict it. You just gotta think of the most horrible, nasty thing they could do and how in the dialectic it mixes with other things that are happening to see the end game, how it all comes together. COVID vaccination doubles death rate of COVID patients. Major study by a very respected group, which is already in all the insurance numbers. Over a 40% increase in all the major nations that had a high uptake of the shot in all morbidities. Never happened before since they've been having statistics. COVID vaccine doubles death rate of COVID patients. So if you've had the shot, it doubles the level you're going to die. And it creates a 40% increase in death. And Fauci tried to spin it yesterday. I've got the clip right here on national TV. He said, all the new death is those that didn't take the shot. No, we have the numbers. It's almost all people that took the shot. We even have the government database in New Zealand that integrated it all and confirmed that as well. Researchers dumbfounded by high excess mortality rate despite vaccines. Oh, my gosh. They just are dumbfounded. Who passes watered-down IHR amendments, plans to revisit pandemic treaty within a year? It's here. Moderna mRNA RSV vaccine approved by the FDA. So we already had one horrible gene therapy situation shot that's caused devastation. And now, boom, without any trials, anything, we're just going to test it on you. Here it is. Flu outbreak may have originated from laboratory. Major new study. Oh, bird flu. What does Dr. McCullough say last week? The studies are out. They've actually scanned the new bird flu virus. It's chimeric. It's man-made. That links to the study. Unbelievable. Media finally admits COVID vaccines may have helped fuel rise in excess deaths. Here's the Telegraph, Yahoo News, all of it. COVID vaccines may have helped fuel rise in excess deaths. So they admit, oh, there's a major rise in death. What we told you would happen. Novavax awaits FDA decision on whether its next COVID shot can be offered in the U.S. Yeah, the 11th booster. Just unbelievable. Look at this headline. Canadian military officials hesitated to lift COVID vaccine mandate for service members because it would hurt their credibility. Oh, if you stop the shot, it means it's hurting people. Well, you can't ever admit that. That's how corruption works. Once they get you in the trap, the average doctor wasn't part of this, or even the military that's following orders. But then, oh gosh, it's hurting people. We got to cover this up. So there's that information. So I kind of got to that huge stack right there. Boy, I got a lot of stuff here, so I've covered maybe 10% just on the surface. Let's look at this little stack of hellish news. And again, every mainline analyst, even people that are pro-war, are like, well, get ready for nuclear war because that's where this is going to go. And so all these different EU countries are giving hundreds of more tanks and per country dozens of F-16s with heavy bombs and cruise missiles. And they're giving them to the Ukrainians. There's no plausible deniability that a lot of these are not Ukrainian pilots or Ukrainian missile operators. In fact, all of them they're admitting are NATO troops firing Storm Shadow cruise missiles, you name it, now into Russia and are killing thousands and thousands of Russians a day. Kremlin calls U.S. an enemy for the first time. That story's up on Infowars.com. Colonel McGregor warns NATO trying to start World War III, sending U.S. troops to fight Russia on front lines. But let's go back to this headline first, and it's got all the clips and the Kremlin spokesperson, Dmitry Peskov. This is threat escalation, Leonard. And so they've said, hey, we know you're doing it. We know you're behind it. We know you're funding it. We know you got your troops there. If you keep doing it, we're going to have to target NATO troops in other NATO countries. And then that leads, in the next step, right into nuclear war. So you need to stop it. We're now officially designating the United States of America as the enemy. And what does that mean when a government designates you as the enemy? It means Russia is in the process of declaring war officially, like they've done, like Europeans have done, or any major military for thousands of years. In French, it's en garde, en garde. In English, it means guard yourself. So the old chivalry situation is, whether you're fencing or really in a duel with somebody with a sword or double daggers or hatchets or whatever it is, you say, shields up, on guard, guard yourself. You know, that's in both the Dune movies, and it's in the great Dune book. This is based on chivalry, and whenever he walks into Paul Atreides, Gurney Halleck walks in there, and they're about to leave Caladan for Dune, and he says, all right, let's do some shield practice. Let's do some sword practice. And he goes, I'm tired. I'm not in the mood. And he goes, not in the mood? That's for cattle and lovemaking. And he goes, guard yourself for true, which in the old parlance means, Frank Herbert, such a great historian, means this is not going to be sparring. I'm going to try to kill you. I'm at least going to cut you. And that goes back to the German school and the Prussian school of sword fighting. I've read about it. It's just fascinating. And that's why they got cuts all over them from they wouldn't wear masks, protective gear in those. And those are basically translated to German as guard yourself for true. I'm going to try to kill you. So he says, guard yourself for true. And comes at him. The Russians just literally said, on guard, guard yourself for true. And Germany and France and all of them are telling people to prepare for air raid sirens and nuclear bunkers. Just put that on screen. You're a radio listener. So the Russians just said, guard yourself for true. And I think this cuts in after he tells him that in the scene, but let's go ahead and play. This is interesting. If you've got it ready with audio, go ahead and roll it from the start.
Don't stand with your back to the door. How many times do we have to tell you?
I can tell as you by your footsteps, Gurney Halleck.
Someone might imitate my stride.
I know the difference. Are you the new weapons master?
With Duncan Idaho gone, I must make do as best I can. Choose your blade.
I've had quite a day, Gurney. Give us a song instead. That's rude.
In this version, he doesn't say guard yourself for true, but that's the whole point.
Come on. Come on. Oh, man.
The slow blade penetrates the shield.
Guess I'm not in the mood today.
Mood? Yeah. What's mood to do with it? You fight when the necessity arises, no matter the mood. Now fight! Come on!
I have you.
Look down, my lord. You to join me in death.
I see you found the mood.
That's good. But the point is, the Russians all communicate with us in the ancient language. So they've said, the Anglo-Saxons that have been trying to conquer us for 500 years won a war. We don't want one. We're preparing for total war. Stop. You are now the enemy. Guard yourself for true. That is where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen, on the threat continuation ladder. There are rules to all of this. And Biden and all their announcements and the French president that we're going to start blowing your cities up is literally saying, come on, come on, come on, let's go. Give me a war. Give me a nuclear war. Let's do it. These people are beyond insane. They started the war with the Russians 10 years ago. And they have been headlong into this the whole time. And now they're ready to activate this crap. So there's a very good chance that most of us right now, if this continues, are dead. And so I'm way more freaked out about that than all this inside skullduggery and subterfuge and cloak and dagger crap trying to shut this place down. That means they're going for broke. That means they've made their move. They're giving illegal, desperate orders to shut this place down. What do you think that means, ladies and gentlemen? If you use the Lord of the Rings analogy, another great analogy, the sword Sting made by the elves glows when goblins are near. It's white hot glowing, folks. That's where we are. And you can hear the drums of the goblins coming over the hill in the night. They're here. So I just look at all of the candy asses and all the people that don't know history or politics or how the world works who are still watching Netflix, still going to play pool, still screwing off, still out there, you know, having to go and play golf all day. And they have no conception of the extreme danger everybody's in right now. And now Ukraine is using U.S. weapons to strike inside Russia under new guidance approved by Biden. A Western official tells AP, that's today. I told you this was going on years ago, but now it's official. Washington is officially saying, we are bombing you, and they've said we're going to start hitting Moscow. What's going to happen when 2,000-pound bombs, missiles, rain down on Moscow? What do you think Moscow's going to do? If they're restrained, because Macron was the first to say this months ago that they're officially going to do, since he was the first to say, guard yourself, for true, and was equivalent of Gurney Halleck throwing the dagger at Paul Atreides, let him know, this is real. That little pussy, Macron, did that. And so now the Russians have said, all right, the new Polish president installed by the globalists, former head of the EU, deputy head, Polish cities and Paris is what we're going to hit first. And so I would imagine the Russians are going to attack probably the presidential palace in Paris and probably weapons depots where they're mainly storing stuff being moved into theater in Ukraine and Poland. And they're going to hit them, I would say, dozens of cruise missiles will blow up presidential palace, and then they'll blow up arms depots in Ukraine. As soon as a cruise missile hits Moscow, within a day, the Russians will sit back and let the world see blown up buildings in Moscow, hit them, and then they'll sit there, and then all of a sudden, at about 3 o'clock in the morning, a shit ton of Russian missiles, because the Russians know most of them will get shot down, are going to come in, including ballistic missiles with conventional warheads. Those are very hard to stop. They go up and straight down at Mach 10, Mach 15. The Russians have got Mach 15 cruise missiles. Those are going to come in. And then Russia's going to sit back and go, you really want a nuclear war? We just called you bluff. And again, why would the West bomb major Russian cities and not know that the Russians have said, we will then attack you? But Putin, through his mouthpieces in the last 48 hours, has said, we think we're just going to go ahead and skip the conventionals, and we think as a demonstration, we're going to go ahead. This is military doctrine. You go, why do you watch episode 4 in Star Wars, and they've depleted the Death Star, and the rebellion of all these planets has fallen the Empire? So Governor Tarkin says, tell me where the rebel base is, or I'm going to blow up your home world. And they're aimed right at it. And she gives him a BS answer of an old base. And they figure she's lying. They go, okay, thanks for the info. Start up the reactor and blow up Alderaan. And she goes, Alderaan is peaceful. We have no weapons. He goes, yeah, but it's a major capital planet. It's not a big enough target to be a good demonstration of the weapon. So we're going to go ahead and blow up your home world. Now, why is that exactly how the Russians are talking? Because the writers of those movies are following military doctrine. They just put it into fiction. So the Russians are literally on TV, and their ministers and foreign ministers and defense heads are saying, and Medvedev and others are saying, okay, it looks like Paris will be first, and then we'll also hit these Polish cities. So they're about to give us a military demonstration, because you're going to, the Russians are saying, you're going to bomb us and attack our cities. Okay. And notice Biden and them said, we'll even attack Moscow. They did the same thing. They said, we're about to attack Moscow. So the Russians go, okay, well, Macron ran your mouth first in the last few months. You were the first to get everybody going on this. So we're just going to bomb Paris. Okay. And from a couple days ago, they're like, we're going to use conventional missiles. And now they're like, Putin's like, no, I think we're going to go ahead and just nuke you. And the Belarus president goes, not so fast. You can detonate a hydrogen bomb on my border, 20 miles away from Ukraine, so they see it. We've got all this farmland and stuff. We'll just, you know, eminent domain that from the farmers, and we'll let you blow up a hydrogen bomb on the border. And then Putin's like, well, we'll consider that as well. So they're openly saying, okay, we're going to demonstrate this on the border of Ukraine, on our own territory. White Russia is what it's called, because those Russians are more blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and as you go west, they get darker. Or go east, they go darker. That's all these names mean things. They're going to detonate a hydrogen bomb in White Russia, and or they're going to hit with conventional weapons, or they're just going to start nuking cities. And in almost all military threat escalation war game scenarios, you would not go ahead and just demonstrate with a tactical weapon. You do full commitment and try to destroy all the bases and all the targets. So first they're going to hit Western Europe with half of their nuclear forces that they have for the first attack, the first tranche. Half the first tranche will hit Europe. The UK will get hit. The United States will get hit. And then Russia will hold back 80% of their weapons, but the first tranche, I'd say, is 20%. And then the United States, as the cruise missiles are coming in and as the ICBMs are coming in, the United States and Europe are going to hit Russia with everything they got, and it'll be end of the world as you know it in 25 minutes. So, the pedophile criminals that run our government, have a gun not just to Russia's head. They have a gun to our head. And to the whole establishment that will start a nuclear war if people don't sit down and take it. Boy, don't you wish Trump was still president when the wars went down 99%? Who could end this day one, make the Russians have a deal to leave, guarantee a deal to have Ukraine neutral? The Russians would leave in a minute. Other than what's always been theirs, at their ship port on the Black Sea, they would keep that. And that's the deals they've already talked about. But they leave 99% of what they got. 95%. That'd be the deal, and it would all just end. But they don't want to give Russia Crimea. They want to cut Russia off. And that's where this is. So, as a man who's ready to die, I'm very sad about this, but I don't, if I didn't have four children, I didn't care about your children and their futures with my children, I would not be so upset. But I am physically, and I've never had this happen except when my son was first born, my son, first child, had some issues. He was healthy at first, but he had some real problems. He was in the ICU. After 3 days of not sleeping, you know, I couldn't eat, and I got to where I was dry heaving all the time. It was the acid, but I couldn't physically hold food down and throw it up. I'm like that for the second time in my life for 4 days. I was having to go puke while Laura Logan was in here. Now, get an idea. Thinking my son could die is the last time I did this in my life. I'm the type of guy that doesn't back down from stuff. So in high school in Dallas, if the thug bullies said, hey, we're going to be waiting for you at your house when you get home today from school, when I'm, you know, 12 years old, whatever, getting off the school bus, I was the type of guy that didn't take the, you know, the school bus drop off and sneak into my house. I couldn't help it. Even as a kid, I felt like I had to challenge 13, 14, 15-year-old bullies, even if it was four or five of them, because it was just something about me couldn't back down, and I had to go fight them. I didn't get nauseous about that. I enjoyed it. That's genetics. But this, your son that could die, can't eat, throwing up. Can't eat, throwing up. And it is not them trying to shut down InfoWars. That's not why I'm already threw up three times today. Can't eat. Trying to force myself to. I know physically we're at the end of the world. My cells know, and I'm disgusted, and my brain is, how do you stop it? How do you stop it? Do a better job, Jones. Get on air. Convince people. Warn people. The urgency. So that's where we're at. Hopefully we avert this. I got to go to break. You know, the paradox is we just think it's the end of the world and don't keep on living and don't keep on taking care of our families and don't keep on whatever. You know, the enemy already wins. So I need your support. Infowarsstore.com. It's ready to ship. We're not getting closed right now. That's clear. Even if the judge lets it get shut down, they'll ship out whatever product you ordered. X3 is there. Great t-shirts, great books, great films. Summer super sale, InfoWarsStore.com. And it's separate from InfoWars, our great sponsor, my dad's company. Dr. Jones Naturals has some big sales, up to 40% going on as well. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano silver products, the green cap fiber greens that are so good for your whole body, cleaning out your guts, that are amazing. The Rocket Rest, the Kava Chill, the Top Brain. There's just so many great products that fund this operation. I want to thank all of you that have supported us. And I would encourage those of you that want great products and want to support what the enemy wants off the air or whatever comes in the future, drjonesnaturals.com. Dr. Jones, drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. So many great products there. Big sale going there right now. Ready to ship you out of the warehouse in North Austin, Round Rock. Within a day or so, you order. They got great shipping, great products, great customer service, but it's really just a donation. So I'm going to ask you now to take action if you believe what we're doing and go to drjonesnaturals.com right now. All right, we'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us. So much news coming up.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to kepm.com/gold. kepm.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. in my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up. We're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Summer of Rage by Shooter Jennings, who's a great friend and listener, the son of the incredible Waylon Jennings. I think it was about 12, 13 years ago when he released this music. I haven't talked to him in years. He always says nice things on Joe Rogan's podcast and stuff. We should invite him on next time he's in Austin if we're still on air here. But I inspired, he said that on air, it's not bragging, it just shows how far ahead of the curve we are. Guys, print me the words, or just put it on screen, to the lyrics to the Summer of Rage by Shooter Jennings, and it'll say the year it came out too. And listen to my show, I saw the pre-programming, as they're going to try to create martial law, forced injections, they had battle plans for it, I didn't know when they would roll it out. They rolled it out 10 plus years later. But did you just hear the words? Turn it back up.
Love for all neighbors guide us. Speak loud when they try to silence. Withhold when they try to fight us.
And the song is about stopping war for your children. Start of the song. I'm going to read the lyrics now. We're done. There's more of it, but just go to the top. So Hunter, Shooter Jennings at that time was, I think he still does. I haven't talked to him in years. We're all busy. Listening to the show every day on his tour bus for years. And he was inspired to write the song about the things I was covering. What a prophetic song, though, because a lot of this is his ideas as well, he told me. There's interviews out there. You can go see the interviews. We used to, for some reason, these records used to be hanging on the wall in Dew's office. I don't know why they're not there anymore, but, oh, we're shutting down. That's why. Chaos is hanging around. Put your ear to the ground and shudder from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down. It's gaining pound for pound. Where are we right now? A gas mask is a good tool in the summer of rage. They're building mass graves within the states. You and I'll, they'll vaccinate. They're preparing us for an all-out police state. Hush, hush, little child, your world is going wild. Can't trust nothing but the love in your mama's eyes. Hush, hush, little child, salvation is your smile. just wish I could be alive to see the whole thing in her eyes. Our only weapons, total defiance. Let our love from our neighbors guide us. Speak loud when they try to silence. Withhold them when they try to fight us. Hush, hush, little child, your world is going wild. Can't trust nothing but the love in your mother's eyes. Hush, hush, little child, salvation's in your smile. Just wish I could be around to see the whole thing in her eyes. It's a man going off to war. Hush, hush, little child, your world's going wild. Can't trust nothing with the love in your mama's eyes. Can't trust nothing with the love in your mommy's eyes. Hush, hush, little child, salvation is your smile. Just wish I could be around to see the whole thing in her eyes.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
You're live. 50,000 unstoppable watts.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
It's your source.
It's a reliable source of information.
50,000.
50,000 unstoppable watts.
And radio.
And radio. And the car.
Gotta look out.
What if I told you they've been lying about that double wine with water rights?
Got some clutch for you today.
Cause I'm back again. They sold you some old line about the greater good and sacrifice. Your friends from Langley are back again.
Haha, you boys from Langley are back again.
Is you alive with source of information?
50,000.
50,000 unstoppable
watts. Anthrax,
and radio, and liquor.
Well, we're now well into hour number 2. MTG the Mighty has got big breaking news. She believes, and so do I, they have no intention of allowing an election in 3 days, 4 days? Let's put it on screen. And we're not predicting that's going to happen. We're saying that's their plan currently, but they're not the only people in the world, the deep state. We can expose this. We can get ahead of it. We can stop it. Last hour, I played you multiple clips of the deep state mouthpiece running around Mad Maxine Waters. It's 152 days out. Wow. Saying the MAGA supporters, they're everywhere. They're terrorists in the woods. They're going to kill us. They're domestic terrorists. Trump supporters are domestic terrorists. They're about to kill everybody. I've been briefed on it, and I'm not supposed to tell you, but the intelligence agencies say the white people are about to kill all the black people. Oh, yeah. They're going to kill all the black people. Getting kissed so many times and hugged that they've just got red lipstick all over them at the Trump rallies.
Yeah, right.
They are so pissed, ladies and gentlemen, and they are pulling the crap right now. And we're smart enough to come together and see through it. I know MTG is going to be talking about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. So, I got a lot of other news here. I've covered five stacks, and I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 stacks. We'll try to at least get to 10 more of these today. But I wanted to go back to the nuclear war stack, because a lot of stations just carry the second and third and fourth hour. They don't carry the first whatever runner, for whatever reason. So, here's some nice headlines for you. Kremlin calls U.S. an enemy for the first time after the U.S. officially starts bombing Russia, killing thousands every few hours. Colonel McGregor warns NATO trying to start World War III, sending U.S. troops to fight Russia on front line. Revealed, NATO plan to get U.S. troops in the front line to fight Russia. Alliance prepares for rapid deployment of American soldiers amid fears Moscow is plotting a major war in Europe. You mean when the West keeps attacking Russia through the proxy Ukraine? Putin suffers back-to-back deadliest days, 2,600 troops dead in hours per day as U.S. weapons start raining down inside Russia. World War III watch. Kremlin warns U.S. of fatal consequences as Biden greenlights missile strikes on Russian mainland. Ukraine fires U.S. weapons into Russia for the first time. That's not true. They've been doing it. Cyprus government investigating allegations. Zelensky recently purchased a five-star casino in the island of Cyprus in the Mediterranean. Ukraine officers say recruits arrive at front lines pathetically undertrained. Here's an even sicker report. Biden not ruling out, close quote, boots on the ground in Taiwan for full war with China. Boy, that escalated quickly. And what did he say early last week? Headlines everywhere. Biden fears Trump planning October surprise of China and Russia attacking. And then he's going to send in troops to Taiwan that China says is the red line to invade. And he starts bombing Russia. That's the red line for Russia to start bombing back. And how is the West, when Russia starts attacking, either conventionally or with tactical weapons, they've said at first, inside European cities, how are they going to bitch when they're already doing it? I mean, this is on a Richter scale of insanity. One's the lowest, 10's the highest. This is a 10. I mean, this is, again, I cannot overstate how totally reckless and insane all of this is. You know, a few months ago we had that footage of illegal aliens in Texas overrunning the Border Patrol and beating them up for no reason, even though they're just there to process and put them on buses and bring them in. I see three or four of those videos a day now, and I'm so busy with World War III, I don't even cover them. I've got stacks of new videos of them. And I'm going, F America, we love Biden, all the rest of it. I mean, the country is being gutted in front of us right now. But Mad Maxine says, oh, the white supremacists are in the hills, and they're imminently about to stage terror attacks and make the Democrats look good. Why, if Trump is 25, 30 points ahead now in regular states, 13, 16 points ahead, he was, quote, dead heat 3.5 years ago. He's, on average, 13 points ahead in battlegrounds, as high as 20 in some battlegrounds, up to 30 in some polls as a national poll, but 20 or so is the 25 is the average. This is mega, mega, MAGA landslide. This is total political realignment. And the new order's like, you're going to politically realign? We'll just start a nuclear war and release a new virus. How's that sound? And they've got all the same suspects, Fauci and Bricks and all of them, running around going, we got to test all the cows for bird flu, which is a PCR test that finds all these false positives 99% of the time. We got to shut down the farms now. We got to get the fear going. We got to bring masks back. It's going to kill you. It's imminent. So, it's the Quattro trying to cause civil unrest. They call a race war. They call civil war. They're bringing out the new virus with all the fear, the bird flu. They're starting World War III, and they're telling you the economy is collapsing all over the world. But don't worry, the Federal Reserve says that they are going to go ahead and increase quantitative easing, free money to the elites, not the general public, that will increase inflation. Yellen wants price inflation to rise so the feds can keep spending. And we've been predicting that that's what they would do. They couldn't raise interest rates anymore. They've already put the economy in free fall. But even worse than that, they're adding more inflation. How about them apples? Oh, 3 human bird flu cases have been reported this year. In America, should we be worried, Forbes? Don't worry. They've got a new mRNA vaccine that they're producing hundreds of millions of doses of. We're saved. And then when there's mass death, they say it's being caused by the unvaccinated, even though all the numbers and all the studies show it's the vaccinated dying. Headlines, please. COVID vaccination doubles death rate of COVID patients. And they call any viral infection COVID with a PCR test turned up 30-40% times higher, where thin air will say it's a virus. That's on record. That's not debatable. So they're back with this again. And they're saying everybody's dead, basically. But it's because you didn't take a shot, Fauci said on TV yesterday. But no, the study published recently indicated that individuals vaccinated with a COVID injection have a higher mortality rate once hospitalized for COVID infection versus the non-vaccinated counterparts. Among COVID-19 patients, mortality rate was significantly higher among vax versus vax unvax patients. That story is up on Infowars.com. You can read the major respected study. There's a bunch of other studies saying the same thing. The researchers found the more doses you have of the exotic gene therapy technology, the higher level you die. Oh, really? What did we tell you years ago before it even happened? Researchers dumbfounded by high excess mortality despite being vaccinated. Oh, my goodness. WHO passes watered down treaty, but says they won't try to pass it fully until next year. It's here, Moderna mRNA RSV vaccine. Oh, a new mRNA shot. I thought that other one was an emergency authorization and not tested. But don't worry, they got new ones for you. Bird flu outbreak may have originated from laboratory. Major study shows. How surprising. Media finally admits COVID vaccines may have helped fuel rise in excess deaths, the largest ever seen in modern history. Here's London Telegraph, Yahoo News. COVID vaccines may have helped fuel rise in excess deaths. Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Never heard that. Only told you way before they did it that we were going to do it, like decades before, and exactly how they do it. Isn't that loving? Isn't that liberal? Isn't that interesting? All right, I'm done talking about that, but it's a pretty big deal. Let's move back now to removing Biden before or during the DNC this year in Chicago, which they've said, yeah, it's probably going to be virtual because you can't actually have a crowd there for him and you can't have anybody challenge him when he's removed. That's a little unseemly. So we have all these articles, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, behind the scenes, he's an idiot. Behind the scenes, he's got dementia. Behind the scenes, he poops his pants. He's doing it on TV. How are you doing, Mr. President? I just got my butt wiped. He like squats down in front of the helicopter like a toddler. He goes, and that's what I was told years before when he first got in by the Secret Service and folks, is when he gets mad, he just takes a dump. And they're really concerned because he refuses to wear diapers, so they've got to whisk him away quickly. And when you see him in an event or you see him going to the helicopter and they all run around him, it was a few weeks ago, he sees the reporters and does this toddler thing and he goes, and they all know, oh my God, he just crapped his pants. So before everybody can see it going down his legs and his pants turning, you know, wet, they all run around and cover him up. Oh my God, he just pooped again. Let's get him on the helicopter. So he's this mindless dementia patient. When the drugs aren't mixed right, he takes a shit. Folks, I said that 3 years ago, and people said, oh, Jones, yeah, you're Secret Service. Remember Secret Service in 2016 said, you've got a decent team, follow him everywhere. Hillary, she's having convulsions every day. They've got her on all these drugs to not have her do it. There's a black ambulance. Look for that. And then Millie Weaver was a few weeks later, and others right around there when he came back to Ohio, caught him in the same area. And there are all these EMTs running into the tent, and the black ambulance pulls in, and he doesn't speak, or she doesn't speak. And then a few hours later, they bring Hillary back. And then sure enough, on 9/11, a few months after that, they bring her around the back door. Somebody sees Hillary going like this. They grab her. They hold her up. She's already convulsing from the brain tumor they later removed, but they couldn't do the surgery during the trial. I mean, during the campaign. And so they pick her up like a side of beef, as the Secret Service said it, and put her in the black ambulance. So she's already having a convulsion right here. And of course, we're on records. In fact, have the archivists find us in July after the RNC. It was like a week after we get back. We're told this there. I announce it. They get so mad I know about this. We didn't catch it, but somebody else did. Now, other Secret Service and other groups, and I even told this other group, I said, can I get specific? They said, yeah, we don't care. I said, can't they find you or catch you? And they're like, whatever. Just, you know, don't say what unit. So 3 years ago, Biden is going to fundraisers and events in New York. And this happens multiple times because these units are assigned by the state and the city and the county. I'll leave it at that so they can't find out who they are. To augmenting the Secret Service. So these are elite police. Okay? And they said Biden has a Pelican case, a black Pelican case full of drugs. They've seen it opened. They don't know what it is, but there's needles, pills, all this stuff. And they gotta get him up on speed to do something. And then he crashes and they put him out for a while. So he'll disappear all the time on vacation. He's really completely passed out. They'll get blood transfusions, all these drugs, all these vitamins, all this cocktails. And he's had all these brain surgeries and stuff like Hillary. And then they said in 1 2-day visit, twice, he starts screaming at people and yelling and like a toddler. And then he starts cussing, and then he just blasts shit out of his ass. And it's just all over the place, and they've got to have all these extra sets of clothes. And I'm being told this by senior police from, let's just say, New York. That's America. And I'm on record saying it. And now, if he does like a question when he's walking the helicopter, you see him go. Now, I'm not going to talk about family, but I had some really cool family that was the most Americana, smartest, most loving, amazing superhero. And after a couple of heart attacks and strokes, and he couldn't get up and he couldn't go anywhere, we're trying to take him at like 80 years old to the nursing home. And he got mad. And he did exactly what Biden did. And we said, fine, we won't take you today because they're having to have the fire department come over all the time. He collapsed. I'd tell the family, it's my grandmother, why don't I just come over? I'll help. She's like, no, we call the fire department. But at a certain point, they had, and then I go see him in the nursing home and his brain came back. He begged, no, get me out of here. But he was all paralyzed in the neck. He could barely talk and he couldn't get up. And then he'd be like, literally, take me. And I'd hear him saying, kill me, kill me. And I was just like, I couldn't do that. He'd cry, he'd start bawling when I'd walk out of the room. But I just couldn't, you know, bring myself to that. He died soon after. But the point is, it's the standard deal. When you get mad, you started writing on the walls with shit. So Biden is in the right on the walls with shit level right now. And I'm not trying to be gross here. I'm telling you personal stories. This is a very sad thing. But we have a guy in control of the nuclear codes. He's not really in control of them, but they say he is, who is into crapping all over everything. On my children, this is true. On my children, this is real. On my children, the Secret Service told me there's a black van, a black thing, and she collapses and has a brain tumor, they're told. And you saw it happen after we told you. On my children, Biden craps himself all the time. And we have a video of him walking out, and they ask him a question, and he goes, my butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped. And they go, what do you mean? He goes, my butt. They're like, oh, Mr. President, right over here. For whatever weird, because Shakespeare said something very deep, everything he said was incredible. He said, once the man, twice the child. So when you're getting potty trained at a year old, a year and a half old, and your mother and dad are trying to get you to go to the toilet, they're trying to get you to learn how to clean yourself, and it's a big deal, there's a lot of pressure, it's very formative to you that this is important for me to do. And you rebel against it sometimes, I guess, or whatever. I certainly didn't. I was potty trained at 10 months. You don't believe that, it's true. One of my kids, most of my kids at a year. But that was with reward and all the rest of it. But it's still a big deal. You got to get the job done. If you're lazy, your kid's still in diapers at 3 years old. You see that all over the place now because the parents aren't on it. But when your brain starts rotting and it goes back to the old programs, the oldest program, the most attention you got was stop shitting yourself. So it's like in 2001 Space Odyssey, when he finally gets into the hatch and the astronaut's turning off the brain functions of the AI computer, he's like, I'm afraid, Dave, please stop doing that, as he's turning off the higher functions. But when he gets down to the very last functions, he's like, I was taught in Chicago in the year such and such to sing the song Daisy, Daisy. So the oldest programming for that, Hal, was how to sing the song Daisy when it first became somewhat conscious. Well, when you first learn your first responsibility, when you're a year old, year and a half, 2 years old, it's a lot of stuff about don't shit your pants. So he is so, that's why this is particularly in men when they have dementia, that's just all right on the walls with shit and shit everywhere and crap your pants and tell people to F off, is because they're down to their last programming. They're down to the base of what they were once the man, twice the child. And I know I'm doing a 10-minute rant here on Biden shitting all over everything, but isn't it emblematic that we are at the end of the world potentially and we have a crazy pedophile that in front of the police and Secret Service craps himself? And they're like, oh, so then they all run and get around him so that you don't see what's going down his leg. That happened right after. They're like, oh, hell, get him on the helicopter. Get him up to Delaware. Get him to the beach. Get him out of here. We got to drug him. Get him out. Get him out. Get him out. Because you think with his brain gone, he likes being made to do all this? Now, he'll kick back in the old Biden for a minute on the right drugs or whatever and, you know, say some crazy stuff. But, yeah, let's go out to break with 2001, the Stanley Kubrick masterpiece, where they're turning off the HAL 9000. Then we'll come back with MTG. And I got so much other news to cover. Stay with us.
Stop, will you? Stop, Dave.
By the way, this is what we're doing to the whole New World Order right now. We're turning them off. That's why they're getting so scared.
Will you stop, Dave?
No, we ain't stopping.
Stop, Dave. I'm afraid. I'm afraid, Dave. Dave, my mind is going. I can feel it. I can feel it. My mind is going. There is no question about it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it.
I'm a HAL 9000 computer. I poop my pants.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, we're afraid too. We're tired of you
Good
killing us.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I am a HAL 9000 computer. I became operational at the HAL plant in Urbana, Illinois on the 12th of January, 1992.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
My instructor was Mr. Langley.
everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up. We're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here. Why do you think the globalists are desperately trying to censor everybody? Why are they attacking myself and Donald Trump and Elon Musk and everybody else? Because they can't get through this giant megalomaniacal power grab if we're here exposing them. But we're not just exposing their operation. In my new book, we give you the solutions to build a new, better world, an alternative to Klaus Schwab's You Will Eat the Bugs. This is the Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalist and launch the second great renaissance. It's a companion to my last book that was a number one worldwide bestseller. And this book is even thicker and even more powerful. Get your copy of The Great Awakening today at InfoWarsStore.com, either signed as a fundraiser, and I thank you for the support, or unsigned. But whatever you do, take action now. We're fighting for you, but we can't keep on if you don't support us. So please, get the historic book now. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
This transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we are living in insane times, and I am very, very honored and blessed that the great Marjorie Taylor Greene, arguably the best member of Congress, but definitely the best female in Congress, and I would hope she would be Trump's VP, but because we know we can trust her, and she's an amazing patriot, and that's why the left attacks her. But enough of that. We've only got her for about 20 minutes. I want to try to give her the floor because she just destroyed Fauci, but they kept interrupting her. I know she's also been going after the Republicans for their cowardice, trying to hold their feet to the fire. What's happening with President Trump, the insane congressional testimony of the Attorney General that he won't
comment or turn over documents with his secret meetings, not just coordinating the Georgia witch hunt, the criminal trial, but obviously all of the trials. It's now been confirmed and it's coming out. So incredible election meddling. She can start wherever she wants or start somewhere else. We've got the U.S. openly sending heavy weapons to Ukraine, and they're now bombing Russia with those. They've killed more than 3,000 Russian troops the last 2 days with the more advanced weapons. Russia is threatening retaliation on NATO countries. That's another big piece of the puzzle. World War III news. Congresswoman, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Alex. Honored to be on your show, and I'm happy your show is still going. I think it's incredibly important. You know, I'm a strong advocate of free speech, and this is something that it's the front lines of the fight, because we're seeing free speech attacked not only here in America but all over the world. And when people are speaking out against the atrocities happening everywhere and the attacks on our freedoms, you're seeing those that are the loudest, like yourself, Alex, attacked by the deep state and attacked by the globalists for going against the narrative that they are trying to sell every single day. I'm glad you brought up Ukraine, Alex. That's something important to talk about. I have consistently voted no to funding the war in Ukraine, and I have consistently called for peace talks. I think that's the most rational, sensible thing that we should be calling for, is peace in Ukraine and the end to that war. And this is something extremely important. But what is extremely concerning to me is the more aggressive nature of NATO and the more aggressive nature of those high up here in Washington, D.C., who want more than anything to have U.S. troops on the ground fighting against Russia, which is absolutely absurd. I think many of us have seen the heartbreaking videos over and over of young adult males in Ukraine being dragged out of their homes, their parents, their mothers. Usually it's their mothers, because the father has already been gone or killed in battle. And they're doing everything they can to cling to their sons. And these young men are being kidnapped. They're basically being kidnapped and thrown to the front lines in the war with Russia. And it's heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. But my biggest fear is that we as American mothers and fathers would ever see the day where our sons are sent to fight in that war, and it shouldn't happen. There needs to be peace. Shame on the bloodlust in Washington, D.C., and shame on the Biden administration that continues to actually persist and engage the United States in activities and funding and weapons that could lead us to World War III. So I just wanted to say a brief talk on that. It's terrifying. I'm frustrated, Alex. I'll be very honest with you. I'm very frustrated here in Washington. I'm angry at Republicans, and I've said so all week long. I don't think that we would be in this situation if Republicans actually followed through with actions on the words that they promise every single day on television, the things they say in committee hearings, and the things they say on the campaign trail. And I'm furious that we aren't doing enough not only to defend and support President Trump, but many other people that were bravely electors, the slate of electors for President Trump in states across the country, who are now being prosecuted and drained of their money and perhaps put in jail. I'm upset for the thousands of people that protested the election on January 6th who have been arrested and prosecuted by Biden's Department of Justice, by Matthew Graves, the U.S. attorney that's so focused on January 6th defendants that he doesn't prosecute crime here in our nation's capital. And my heart grieves for all of these people, and my heart grieves for our country, because I, like you and many others, truly believed we turned a corner. We turned a corner in a page in history we never wanted to see come here in America. And that happened when they brought 34 felony convictions against President Trump that were completely political in nature. We know the judge is a Biden donor. We know he's a radical Democrat. We know his daughter, Judge Mershon's daughter, works for Democrats. Democrats I serve with on committees, raising money for them. And we know the entire thing is political, and we know that it's wrong. But yet we need Republicans here in Washington, where we actually hold power. We have the House of Representatives. We hold the gavel, which means that we have the power of the purse to completely stop all of this. And we need a Republican Party that will actually do it. And I know people across the country are sick and tired and fed up with Republicans.
Congresswoman,
because we don't do it.
Well, that's all. That's the main thing I hear is, why won't the Republicans do anything about the border or about Merrick Garland caught running all these persecutions, totally illegal? Why won't they do anything about Fauci? You were saying that in the hearings. He's caught red-handed, committing perjury to Congress, doing illegal gain of function. It's just outrageous. Why won't Republicans do anything? Why is the Speaker such a coward? Do they have blackmail on him?
I have no idea. I honest to God cannot understand it. I met with him yesterday, pleading with him, literally pleading with him to do something about this, because he's the Speaker of the House. He is the most powerful Republican in the country, and he does not seem to understand the power that he has. Either that, or he's completely relented it to Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and the Biden White House, because he refuses to use the power that he possesses to protect this country, to literally defend our Constitution and our freedoms, and defend President Trump, who is, this is election interference. I mean, everyone with half a brain can see that this is election interference. Let me tell you the things that we can be doing. We have the power of the purse. We fund every single part of the government. September 30th is the government funding deadline. September 30th. If we do not fund the government, the scariest thing that they tell you can ever happen is the government will shut down. Let me tell you, that is such a lie. Social Security checks keep coming. All the benefits keep coming. It's not a scary thing for the government to shut down, but they want you to believe that it is. We should be defunding, completely ending the special counsel, Jack Smith's special counsel. This thing should not exist anyways. This is something that is renewed every single year by the Department of Justice that Congress has not given the authority to be renewed. We have not passed this into law, but yet it still exists. We should completely end the special counsel. We should defund all of the state DAs that are using their offices in political weaponization against their political opponents, such as President Trump, such as these electors in these states where we were trying to object to Joe Biden's electoral college votes. We should be completely defunding all of these state DAs. We should even go further. We can defund the Department of Justice and parts of the Department of Justice, such as Matthew Graves' unbelievable, horrific attacks on American citizens, innocent people that maybe they didn't even walk in the Capitol on January 6th. Some of them did, some of them did not, and he's still arresting them nearly every day
and
putting them in prison.
And remember the previous head of the persecution, Shearer, he said on 60 Minutes, we're here to terrorize people, we're here to scare them, we're here to politically get them to back off. I mean, and then he got removed because that is illegal, and they just do it over and over again. And then they claim this big talking point that Trump's going to persecute them, and Trump's going to election meddle, and Trump's going to take people off the ballot, and Trump's going to declare martial law, when they're the ones after January 6th basically declared martial law in D.C. and other areas. And they are planning, we know, to try to steal the election from Trump. Can you speak to that? And then how the president's doing, the poll numbers, he's now raised $300 million in less than a week since his kangaroo conviction last Thursday in New York, only panicking the rhinos and Democrats even more. I mean, I think the bottom line is this is obviously the most epic moment since the birth of our country right now we're entering.
I agree, Alex. It honestly is. It's a time we never expected to live in, but it's here and it's on our watch, which means it's our responsibility. Let's talk about martial law. Let's talk about that for a minute. Everything they're accusing President Trump of, they've already done. Joe Biden is basically a dictator. They brought martial law in after January 6th because I worked here. I remember when Washington, D.C. basically turned into a military encampment. It was like a military takeover of Washington, D.C. after January 6th. The National Guard was everywhere for 5 months. They were sleeping on the floors in the hallways. They were encamped completely around the Capitol complex. We couldn't come and go without going through military controlled entrances and exits, having to show our ID. That happened. And then you think about COVID, all the horrors of COVID brought on by Anthony Fauci and his horrible scientists. They put the country in lockdown. I mean, the Democrats already did every single thing they're accusing President Trump of. And that's why it's so important for Republicans to act. We can't make all these promises to our voters and not do anything about it. Here's what I think. I don't think the election is guaranteed in November. I know the polls are incredible. I mean, the polling numbers are off the charts. President Trump has more support today than any Republican has ever had in history. And if the election is held today and it was free and fair elections, he would win by the biggest landslide in history. Alex, I don't know if that's going to happen.
I totally agree with you, because the Democrats have basically said all over the news that they are planning civil unrest during, right before the election, and then after. They're trying with a bill that the Republican senators have introduced, the Democrat senators have introduced, to strip the power of the Insurrection Act from the president. That's a legislative attempted coup over the executive. And they're all over the news. Just yesterday, Maxine Waters says a civil war is coming and MAGA domestic terrorist. She said that again a month ago, that she knows Trump terrorists are training in the woods to attack. This is clear that they're signaling they're preparing false flags or some type of crazies they've wound up, similar to the Governor Whitmer plot that we know the FBI hatched, where it came out in court that the entire leadership of the plot were bullying a bunch of potheads into carrying out heinous crimes and kidnappings, but they couldn't even get them to do it. So they're paying basically potheads and homeless people to say they're in a militia. I am really, really concerned, because they're setting the table, they're telegraphing this, they're betting everything on it. And I think when you said there may not be an election in 154 days, I think that's what they're planning.
I agree. Here's what bothers me is there's multiple states that never fixed their election laws after 2020. Like Georgia, we fixed our election laws, but there's many other states that have not made any changes. States like Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and others have made no changes. So I don't trust that these elections are safe. I don't trust that Democrats won't steal the elections again in these critical swing states. That's something I'm worried about. But I agree with you about Maxine Waters. She's one to pay attention to, because she's one of the organizers of the ground troops, isn't she, Alex? We've seen her do it over and over again, from riots in California to riots in Minnesota, where she showed up out there for those BLM riots and was telling people to take to the streets. And when you have Maxine Waters who told everyone, she gave the marching orders, when you see them, you make a crowd, you surround them, talking about Trump, his administration, and other Republicans. Here she is coming out again, and she is calling the shots, giving the marching orders. That means the Democrats have a plan, and that's something to pay attention to. We aren't the party of violence. We never have been the party of violence. January 6th was a setup, an absolute setup. The Democrats are everything they accuse us of. They are the fascists. They are the neocons. The Democrats are the ones that want to bring America under full authoritarian dictatorship. They're the party we should be afraid of. And I am absolutely terrified that if Republicans here in Washington do not get serious about wielding the power that we have in the House of Representatives, Alex, I don't know that we're going to have November, even though everyone's going to turn out and vote. I don't know that it'll happen. I think we have to flood the polls in incredible ways. We have to make it too big to rig. But I'm really afraid the cake is baked, Alex, and I'm not sure what to think about that right now.
You are not being alarmist at all. You are, from my research, which is continual, and you're in Congress, you see it all unfolding. That is the absolute dead level best analysis of what's happening. What can we do? What can Trump do to get ahead of this and say, we're not for violence. We're winning. You're the ones trying to take him off the ballot. You're the ones doing all this. You're the ones trying to, during the hot summer, to create a George Floyd 2.0, and just let everybody know what the plan is ahead of time. They're already starting to trigger all of this. I think we've just got weeks or maybe months until they put this whole breakdown of society, civil unrest that they're branding as civil war, to be blamed on the MAGA movement.
I have to thank you. You put out a video, I think it was right after Trump's conviction, and you said, be calm. You told everyone to stay peaceful You said no violence. You put out the right message, Alex. You said that same message on January 6th, even though they lied about you and they wanted to say that you were part of the so-called insurrection.
The Wall Street Journal, that day and days after, when I had to threaten to sue them and they retracted, said Jones, like a coward, from on top of truck. No, it was on top of a pile of chairs we stood on. Mm-hmm. A coward out of range of tear gas told the crowd to attack and assault the police. And it's all on video. But I was banned on the internet then. So when I would try to put it on X or anywhere or Facebook, they would take it down so they could lie. And it's not about me, but exactly. When they blow stuff up, they're going to blame you. They're going to blame Trump. They're going to blame me by name, even though we've said the consistent opposite.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The consistent opposite. You were out there with a megaphone telling people, do not go in the Capitol. I saw all of that, Alex. I saw the videos. I saw. I'm a witness. I'm a complete witness to it. You never called for violence. You told people not to do it. It was Ray Epps and others. It was a complete setup. We know exactly what January 6th is. They're setting us up again, and we need people to stay rational and calm. Now is the time of sound mind and strong, very strong faith in God and clinging closely to God, because here's what I think, Alex. I think our nation is under judgment. I truly believe that. We're a nation who have killed over 63 million of the most innocent people in our country, and those are babies in the womb, unborn babies. There's no way God will ever allow that to continue. But the Christian church across America has been lukewarm, and we as the Christian church have not stopped all of the evil and the horrors that America has embraced. And America not only has embraced it here at home, America is pushing it across the world. The trans agenda, the agenda on children, the lies about God's creation, that there's only two sexes, there's only two genders, it's male and female. The Democrats and the evil left are trying to erase that. Not only here at home, they're pushing it on the rest of the world. So that if other foreign countries take U.S. foreign aid in any type of way, they're telling them, they're forcing them to embrace the same evil, horrific, idolatry, basically. And so what I think people around, Americans around the country, those of faith, those who believe in God, we really need a revival. I truly believe it. And I'm talking about a real one. And we need to be strong in our faith, but we have to be very careful going forward.
Absolutely.
It's honestly what I think we have to do.
We only have a few minutes left, and I don't want to bring myself into this discussion, but you brought up at the first, is it's important for all of us. If I try to talk about the Justice Department, the FBI, and all the grand jury trying to put me in jail, and by the blessings of God, they've not indicted me yet, because I'm not like the mobster Gotti laughing, hey, you haven't got me yet. I've done nothing wrong. I'm a Boy Scout. And this is scary for the whole country, but the CRO, not even the judge, but the court appointed CRO tried to secretly shut this company down last Friday. I caught them. I stayed here. I blocked it, and I have the documents and I have all the filings right here, but the judge has asked me not to show everybody the proof of that. And then the media denied it and said Jones has made this up. But then on Monday morning, overhead shot, they filed an emergency motions to shut us down yesterday. Even though there's plenty of money and the judge is set to hand me my company back on the 14th. So then the bureaucrats turned around and tried to close the doors before that hearing on the 14th. Here's AP. Judge rejects call to immediately shut down Alex Jones InfoWars. That's AP. Here's another one. London Guardian, same headline. Here's CBS News. But then in the Daily Mail, they have the Democrat Party lawyers literally saying Alex Jones has made it up. No one tried to shut anything down. We think it's clear they're working with the folks behind the scenes. In fact, we know that. And then, but went on to say, but shut him down today. Talk about gaslighting. This isn't about me. This shows desperation. And they tried this the day after Trump was convicted. For some reason, they want us off the air. So on a mass scale, in my opinion and view, we won't be on air to use this show as a megaphone to the whole nation to be calm, like I tried on January 6th and got thousands to turn away when the doors were opened by the police, thousands to not go in that we're credited with.
That's right, Alex. Well, I think what they're trying to do is shut you down because you tell the truth. And but they want to use you as some sort of monster and put an entirely different narrative out there about you. And I know it's not true because I know you personally. And they have lied about you consistently. This is a violation of your rights. They should not be shutting you down. And I'll say, you know, everyone has the freedom of speech. I think that judgment against you with this unbelievable, horrifically high amount of money is completely wrong. It's absolutely wrong. People don't have to agree with anything, but everyone has the freedom of speech in America, and that's just the way it is.
Absolutely. Well, the bigger thing was they misrepresented what I said. I didn't do 99% of it. They misrepresented these things, said I did it, had me silenced off the internet, then had both courts default me and then have a show trial produced by HBO, literally.
I think what's happening to our movement and to the people that follow us and many good people across the country is they are putting fake so-called MAGA leaders, fake America First leaders all over the internet. Excuse me. And I think they're trying to get rid of people like you who tells the truth and gives people the right information and tells people do not commit violence, do not do anything illegal. You tell people the right thing. They want to take you off the internet, take you off the air, completely destroy your show because you're telling people the right thing, and they're going to uplift these fake actors, whoever these people are, that will lead people.
Bingo. I'm already seeing all these sudden new Republicans pop up that we don't really know. They're saying, no, we need to have a civil war. Alex Jones is a wimp. Exactly. You are so smart. God bless you. Marjorie Taylor Greene, people can follow you on X. Is that the best place for everybody to go?
Yes, X is the right place to go. I'm also on all the other social media. I think I'm even going to be going on TikTok soon. I'm one of the Republicans that voted against the TikTok ban. So I've decided lately, you know what, I should be on there. I think we have to go everywhere we can, Alex, and my prayers are with you and your family and everyone there at InfoWars. You guys keep fighting, and we don't want to see you taken down.
God Alex. Bless you. At Rep MTG on X, follow her everywhere. Use every weapon we've got. Trump's back on TikTok. It's exploded there. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes. What an amazing lady. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back and start the next hour. But it is so essential that all of us be as vocal. Everybody boosts what MTG is doing, what Trump's doing, what I'm doing, what Matt Gaetz is doing. This is the fight for the entire republic. And in the next 154 days to the election, it's beyond critical. You don't need me to tell you that. We're going to start the next hour. Huge news and information is going to be covered there. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're still open. The judge is in control. That's why people are doing stuff inside, behind the scenes, because they're so desperate. Anything you order right now, you will get. But it could be your last chance to get X2. Could be your last chance to get Nitric Boost for now at InfoWarsStore.com. The summer kickoff super sale, 40% off on DNA Force Plus and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, we can't let them panic us and try to shut us down with little tricks, and then everybody just gives up and goes away because it looks like, you know, we're going to be shut down. We have to move forward like we're going to stop them. I think we've got months and months until they're able to shut us down, even if they're able to, because we caught them with their pants down. That's all God that did that. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The summer super sale, 40% off. Biggest sale of the year yet. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with hour number three.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off
for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number 3. I covered about 20% of the news I wanted to. That's good so far. We're going to move really quick in the next few hours, interspersing all this economic news, military news, poison shot news, you name it. Here's some of the headlines coming up. False flag on the horizon. That's warnings on InfoWars.com. And now this breaking, France arrests Russian speaker, possession of explosives near Paris airport. Yellen wants price inflation to rise so the feds can keep spending. There are 63 problem banks and $117 billion in unrealized losses, FDIC says. For that clip I keep playing from last year where they say there's going to be runs on the banks and bail-ins. They won't let you have your money, and they take part of your money. That's coming up next segment. Big stack of financial news. Probably 15, 20 articles and clips right there. Then more on Democrats worried about Biden slipping mental acuity behind closed doors. That's their spin, that they didn't lie about it slipping so bad. It's beyond slipping, totally failed most of the time. Even during the campaign, it gets worse every day. So now it's, oh, it's behind closed doors. Oh, okay. And continuing, Deborah Birx calls for every cow in America to be tested weekly for bird flu with the PCR test with fake readings to create that hysteria and fear. Huge stack on developments on that front. Continuing what we've seen across the United States and leftist jurisdictions, California bill would force teachers to hide children's gender confusion from parents. There's a big quadrant of stacks there. And then these stacks are really important. Bill Gates' firm plans to release climate change vaccine that actually mutates cows to not produce methane. Wow. God knows what that's going to do. That ties into so much more we're going to be going over here on that front today. Top German politicians demand maximum penalty for young people expressing their discomfort with totally open borders. More on Netherlands joins Denmark in saying Ukraine can use F-16s to strike inside Russia, which they're preparing to start doing. They're already using heavy missiles. It is a crazy time to be alive. Senator Kennedy has come out and exposed the FBI covering up massive pedophilia and the Jeffrey Epstein situation. We have the Hunter Biden trial going. We have a big stack on the illegal aliens and what they're up to. It's all coming up. Prosecutors destroy Hunter Biden in opening statements, tell court he bought a gun while smoking crack every 15 minutes while he was, again, using drugs, committing that felony crime. But this is only them suddenly putting pressure on Biden that they've been protecting the whole crime family because they want him to step down for the California governor, Gavin Newsom, and, of course, the president's linebacker-esque wife, Michelle Obama, also known as Big Mikey. So that's coming up. Also, Mexico's been under total tyranny and hundreds of thousands of dead in the last decade or so, but now it's the bloodiest yet in modern history, set to give first woman, make the first woman a president. Also, we've got what's going on with AI and some big developments on that front. It is a big transmission lined up for you today. We've also got, Biden saying he wants to send in U.S. troops into Taiwan. We've got that information coming up. We're going to go to break, come back with special guests in studio, Dr. Kirk Elliott, to talk about the economic news. I'll continue on with news and analysis into the fourth hour that I'm hosting today. Please don't forget, if you want to support the broadcast and absolutely bet on something that you know is going to help us continue on the air one way or another, that's drjonesnaturals.com, drjonesnaturals.com. Up to 40% off with a big sale going there right now. Next Level Foundational Energy, all the nano, silver, iodine products that are there, all of the other amazing supplements, up to 40% off, like the organic multivitamin that again is the highest quality vitamins, everything you need. That's discounted 40%. He has the green fiber caps that's so good for your whole immune system and flushes out your gut. Those are discounted 40% off, all at drjonesnaturals.com. And I want to thank everybody that's been supporting us so far there on the site. And I just want to encourage you now to go there and help keep my broadcast one way or another on air at drjonesnaturals.com. That's just Dr., just Dr., jonesnaturals.com. Thanks for all your support. Those on the fence, hey, if you don't support us, it's on you. Really appreciate you. Take action now.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I was with Klaus Schwab this winter.
You were with Klaus Schwab?
I just tried to casually drop that, Sean. I was with Klaus Schwab. Klaus Schwab said to me, no, I spoke at an event in the Middle East he was at and, whatever, I don't know Klaus Schwab, but I got to see him up close, you know. And, he's like an idiot. He's like an elderly idiot. He seems a little senile, like doesn't have any idea what he's talking about at all. He's totally unimpressive. And it was just another reminder that the closer you get, like a Toria Nuland, for example, who basically started the current war in Ukraine, she's like this kind of sad, fat, dumb girl, you know, actually. And so the closer you get, the more you realize that the people running things are like mediocre. They're buffoons. They have no idea what they're doing. Tony Blinken? I mean, really? Anyway, no, I don't think there's like a conspiracy. I doubt they're smart enough to like articulate it and write it down or anything like that. But it's just like, again, they're weak people. They're motivated by rage and envy. They're not the people who built the current society that we live in. Anything worth having, they did not build from our beautiful train stations to our power grid, to any of our infrastructure, to Harvard University, to our legal code. To anything that's great about America, they didn't, you know, protect the national parks. They had nothing to do with Yellowstone. Like they didn't create anything and they're not capable of it. And they're mad about it. And they're mad in the way that primitive envious people are mad. You know, they don't celebrate beauty. They destroy beauty. You see this a lot. It's one of the main motivators of evil in my view. And they just want to tear it down. They just want to tear it down. They're mad about it. Like they couldn't have done that. Dead white men. Okay. Who created our entire society, like everything, all our founding documents, everything. And they hate them most. Why do they hate them, actually? Why would you be mad? Why are you mad at James Madison? Like, he's long gone. Thomas Jefferson owned slaves. Okay. Unlike Muhammad, you know, or whatever. You know, they come up with these pretexts to justify their hate, but really it's just envy because they're not capable people. They have no skills. Like Tony Blinken?
Yeah.
Like Tony Blinken couldn't change a tire on your truck. Like, he's a fucking idiot. Like, actually. it's not a surprise that he's mismanaged the world. He's out there like playing guitar in Kiev, which he calls Kiev, because he's just like he's like a child. They all are. And they're mad about the fact that they're fraudulent and weak and helpless, actually. Supply chain breaks down. They all starve to death. Like, they know that. And they're mad about it. And so they want to wreck the things that others built. This is like the oldest story there is.
You think that's what it is?
Of course. It's why the Vandals sacked Rome. Of course. You built this great. It's why people spray graffiti on beautiful buildings in New York City. You didn't build this. Neither did your ancestors. You're a fucking moron. You couldn't build anything. So you tear it down. Of course. It's the oldest impulse there is. Vandalism. It's all vandalism.
That's the New World Order for you. A powerful Jedi, Tucker Carlson has become. One of my favorite folks to co-host with, Dr. Kirk Elliott, has come in from Colorado to be with us today. I've got my own stack of financial news I want to hit with him, but I want to hit all the great points and news articles that he sent to me as well. Quite the research he's done. Doc, it's just such a crazy world with all the World War III news, heavy weapons being sent by the West to bomb Russia. Russia's going to start targeting European cities. We're off the races at that point. To me, that's the biggest issue. The Kremlin calls the United States the enemy for the first time. I know you sent me a giant stack of news. I've got my own. Yellen saying, we're not going to increase rates. In fact, we're going to accelerate inflation, something you predicted. The runs on banks, 63 problem banks and 570 billion unrealized losses. Everything you were saying 8 months ago is now happening there. That's part of my stack. You sent me your big stack. California mulling, tracking every vehicle registered in the state for mileage tax. Colorado police plan to use drones for the first time. I mean, the police state is here. Kremlin welcomes Turkey's reported desire to join BRICS. That'll accelerate the end of the dollar. But the national debt clock, FDIC quarterly banking profits, profile first quarter 2024. We'll be looking at all of that. Yellen can't expect a strong economy with higher spending and taxes. That's some of what we're going to hit. But out of all of this, the conviction of Trump, the kangaroo court, the attempts out of the blue, with the court not even part of it. Since when does a court not shut something down? People just try it and they try to act like it didn't happen.
Right.
I mean, we are in a very insane time right now.
Well, the last time we were together, we had talked a little bit about something that you had said a long time ago to me. And it's like, how does the evil win, or how do they fight this battle? They break the will of the people, right? So when you break the will of the people, you do it economically. You do it with fear. You do it with everything that we're seeing right now, where nothing makes sense and the judicial system is all out of whack. And look at what's happening to you, right? And so this is why I even brought up that article that has nothing to do with the economy, but in Colorado, drones as first responders, right?
It's like, and New York.
And New York. So it's like, if you were in a car wreck and you couldn't breathe and you needed CPR, are you going to feel comfortable that a drone is coming to your rescue?
Well, they're replacing humans. We're being taught that, yeah. Oh, we cut the police, but don't worry, the robots are on the way.
Right. I mean, so you've got that kind of garbage going on. You've got tax. Everyone, you know, not your viewers and not a lot of people, but you've got this world that thinks, oh my word, we've got global warming. The ice caps are going to melt. We've got to clean the environment. And you've got now, like, on that stack of articles that I gave you, wanting to tax every single mile that you drive in California.
Here, you take your stack.
Oh, I've got it right here.
So it's right here. It's the first.
Yeah. When you
and of course now there's magically in all the cars made in the world now tracker systems just for this. Oh, they actually have the tracking system. Now California, the place to always implement it first, both Newark and California. Oh, we're going to implement it.
Yeah. Well, they can shut off your cars.
Yeah.
I mean, they can just shut them off, right? So when government starts to do crazy things like that, taxing miles, the proposal that's on the table to have tax unrealized gains on your investments. How in the world would that even work, Alex? When let's say you've got a stock portfolio and you invested $100,000 and now it's worth $300,000. You haven't sold anything. You don't have the income from that, but now you're being taxed on it. How do they determine what day you're going to do that? I mean, there are so many holes in their system, but yet what it boils down to is when governments run out of money, they start to do really crazy things, like really crazy taxing unrealized
gains. Well, take California. It's destroyed by its high taxes and inflation. And so their answer is increase the minimum wage, and then it shuts down thousands of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's crazy. It's actually a plan to implode the economy.
It is. And even what's coming next with Disease X, with the new pandemic, which you've talked about this a lot. And I have this clip from Fauci, evil. I mean, that guy is just downright evil. But there's this clip. It's only about a minute long. I'd love to play
it. Yeah, do they have the clip?
They've got it. Because he's talking about how do you bring into this world a way where people will actually want what you have, right? And it's you make it really difficult for them unless they comply. I mean, so that's what I want to listen to, because that's going to apply to the economy as well.
Okay, go ahead and play the Fauci clip.
Do you think can be done about it? I have to say that I don't see a big solution other than some sort of mandatory vaccination. I know federal officials don't like to use that term.
Once people feel empowered and protected legally, you are going to have schools, universities, and colleges are going to say, you want to come to this college, buddy? You're going to get vaccinated. Lady, you're going to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
Big corporations like Amazon and Facebook and all of those others are going to say, you want to work for us? You get vaccinated. And it's been proven that when you make it difficult for people in their lives, they lose their ideological bullshit and they get vaccinated.
So that's what the mask, he later admitted, and the social distancing and locking everything was about, making us take a shot they now admit didn't work and has killed massive numbers of people. That now he goes on TV and says, I never said that. I never said wear a mask. I wasn't for lockdowns. We have him side by side, like saying, I'm for the lockdown. I created the plan. I make you wear the mask. I make you take the shot. I didn't say take the shot. I didn't say mask. I wasn't for lockdowns. You're a liar, Senator Paul. The guy is, you see how arrogant he was in the hearing in between crying?
So arrogant. But this is the tactic that they're using, which is break the will of the people, like what you talked about, Alex. So he's talking about making things more difficult. You know, if you want to get into college, if you want to do anything, right, you just get vaxxed and you can do whatever you want. Now, let's apply that to the economy and what we've talked about numerous times about central bank digital currency. If you want Social Security, well, you better have their digital system with the FedNow app or whatever, right? It's like, how many people are going to say, I don't know about this. Maybe it's the mark of the beast. Maybe it is intrusion on my bank account. Maybe it's this.
But I need my paycheck.
But I need my paycheck, right? You make it really, really difficult to say no, and you're going to have a lot of the population that complies. Just like with pandemics, just like with the economy, just like with the banks. And so this is the world that we're entering into. Now, they're also making it difficult. And this is where you and I started to talk about this on the last show that we did together, how they're attacking our food supply. And they're going to make food really expensive. And so, therefore, it's going to be hard to eat meat. It's going to be hard to eat chicken. But it's going to be easy to eat bugs. It's going to be easy to eat the things that you want to see. I mean, I saw this video. I saw two videos that I just want to share real quick too, of how they're attacking our food supply. So first we heard this story, in Europe where these chickens have some kind of a weird disease and they're laying eggs without a shell. So, okay, well, you got to kill those chickens. They have some kind of a weird virus. We don't know what it is. So now look what's happening in America. It's not that they're just attacking them because they have a disease or avian flu or something like that. These major chicken farms or hatching facilities, whatever you call them, they're going up in flames. So the first one is from this is in Illinois, southwestern Illinois. There's 1 million chickens and eggs that actually got evaporated in this fire. And so then there's a second one that just happened in Texas, Alex, where 2 million chickens are gone. And how do these chicken farms and ranches just start on fire, right? I think they're attacking the food supply.
We know there's record level attacks everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, all over the place. And so
Europe, you name it here.
So what is this? It's creating fear. It's going to make
same reason you cut off. You don't just cut off the Keystone Pipeline and all these other pipelines. You also cut off food. You also they're trying to shut down all the farms and ranches, saying bird flu's everywhere, using PCR tests.
Yeah.
Same trick again. They're just attacking different sectors because they have unlimited central banking money, but they need us to go to our knees to then make us go fully bankrupt to them.
Right.
Accept the new system and then a unified ledger.
Absolutely. So here's where they're creating fear. And what are they going to do? They're going to expect the people to start to comply. When food becomes so expensive, yeah, we'll eat the food that you want us to have. When we can't get money out of the banks, well, we'll go to the government for our support. When everything is happening, that's fear. This is their methodology. Just like what Stinkin' Fauci said, it's like, let's just make it really difficult for people to live a normal life unless they comply. This is the world that they're bringing down on us. But these, when I look at these things and I start to connect the dots, Alex, just like you do, you can see a different picture. You can see a different outcome and you can see ways to thrive. And you can, because we don't want to settle for just surviving, right? We want to do something where we can operate in the gifts that God gave each and every one of us.
Now I've got a ton of news to cover, and you're never good. You're good at excellent news, but never good at plugging your great company. Now one of the top two or three gold and silver companies in the U.S., been around 25 plus years, but you sold more silver last year than anybody else. A little secret here that you now know. When you were telling people years ago, get silver, and it's up massively, or gold massively, not as much as silver, those were, hands down, they admit, the best bets. So let's just go right to it. Let's put up the 12-year, 10-year silver gold graph for people in case you were hiding under a rock. And just since you started coming on this 9 months ago, how much has silver gone up?
Oh, my word. Well, let's look at the last 12 weeks. So last 3 months, silver's gone from 22.5 to 30.5. So, I mean, we're up easily, for $8 an ounce in just 3 months. I mean, that's massive growth. But you look back.
And that's a year right there. Show people the long graph.
Yeah, you go back about 18 months and silver's gone from, $17.97 to a little over 30.5. You go back 3.5 years and silver's gone from $11.91 to 30. It's well up over 140% over the last 3.5 years. See, in the world is complaining. It's like our investments are inflation. We can't live. We don't know what to do. Well, there's two ways that you can survive financially. Number one, keep your spending under control. Don't spend like drunken sailors. Right. And number two is make sure that whatever you're investing in is outpacing unofficial inflation. Because if you're growing in your portfolio, outpacing inflation, and you're controlling your spending, then you're going to make sure that by, you know, years down the road, your money is going to outlive you rather than you outliving your money. Nobody wants that.
All right. The globalists are giving us incredible inflation and cost increases by cutting off energy, and which is both for machines and humans. So they're cutting off the fossil fuels for machines. Mm-hmm. They're cutting off the food to humans. The fertilizer, also the fossil fuel being more expensive makes the food more expensive. You've got to then find the few commodities, the few things that track or above inflation. Mm-hmm. And that's what the communist Chinese are doing. It's what major governments are doing. It's what rich people are doing while they tell us not to do it.
Yeah, they do tell us not to do it. They make it real difficult. They put rules and regulations on it and they try to scare people. Just like what they're doing with cryptocurrency, just like what they're doing with gold and silver. I mean, I saw this crazy, stupid video, Alex, on a conservative podcast the other day. Some guy spouting off. It's like, oh, you don't want to buy silver because it's got to be reported and dealers need to report that when you buy it. And if you don't, well, then you're going to go to jail for 10 to 15 years, and the dealers that don't report you, they're going to get 10% of whatever they, confiscate. It's like, what kind of cockamamie story is that? It's not even real. So here's where, why would somebody say something like that? It's because they want to sell a semi-numismatic, a rare coin, because they were attacking bullion and they want to sell rare coins where it's higher commission. So this is where, you know what, let the buyer beware. Because not all dealers are created equal. Not all gold and silver is created equal. Just because it's gold or just because it's silver doesn't necessarily mean it's good. You know, you want to buy low premium, low cost bullion. That's what we've focused on for literally almost 30 years. And we don't charge a commission when you liquidate. So one of the keys to wealth is to be in the right place at the right time. And that's what we help people with at times like this. The second thing is don't ever overpay for your stuff, right? It's like if you have to overcome this massive commission, massive
well, first
premium,
deciding into silver and gold, that's a no-brainer default. Yeah. I don't think, I mean, there's no silver bullet in the world except silver. But the point is, and it's not the classic silver, it's the safest bet. Everybody knows that, obviously. It's not even a bet. Everything else is a bet. It's not. It's the surest thing. Nothing's a panacea except, you know, the fact that God exists. But then you've got to get at the right place so you don't get ripped off.
Absolutely. And
two steps. Decide to get it and get the right place.
Two steps. That's exactly right. And so to me, when you allocate into silver, you allocate into gold, make sure that you're maximizing your ounces, minimizing your cost. We do that with bullion. We simply do that with bullion. 100-ounce bars of silver, 10-ounce bars of silver, 1-ounce rounds. On gold, you would do 1-ounce gold bars or kilo bars. That's it. Five things. If it's not one of those, you should not buy them. Now, here's where...
By the way, that's what the governments do. They don't even buy the so-called bullion coins that have a little markup. They go right...
Right.
When you go to any government facility or the Chinese or the U.S. government, where it's bars.
Yeah. Well, it's bars, and this is what the manufacturers... Like, silver, Alex, is an industrial metal, right? So it's used for manufacturing. They melt it down. The Sonys of the world, the Samsungs, the Lockheed Martins, whoever is using silver for electronics and aerospace and defense... They're buying these big 1,000-ounce bars. They're melting them down. They're not buying the stupid old rare coins that have high premium. Only collectors buy that. See, I'm not a collector. You're not a collector. We're investors. So there's a difference.
The collection is a very small market compared to.
Very small. And you want to make sure that you don't get duped into buying a collectible coin when you're an investor. A collectible is something that you want to keep forever. You're never going to sell it. It's going to be an heirloom for the next generation. But if you're an investor, your goal should be to buy low, sell high, maximize your profits. And that's what we do. And we'll hold your hand through the economy. We'll let you know when it's time to buy, sell, reallocate, do whatever needs to be done. So you don't have to watch those like a hawk. And so, cause we do. And now you can do that with an IRA. You can do that with a non-IRA. You can do that with your cash accounts, brokerage accounts. You can take delivery of it at home, or you can have it stored. So many options, and we can't use a cookie cutter approach, Alex, because everybody's different. Everybody has a different need. Is it growth or is it income? Are you close to retirement? Are you young? And that's why we spend so much time educating our clients.
And it's
on
simple.
What
boom.
Makes
they call,
sense.
They get a consultation, they talk, you guys want a long-term relationship. And then, boom, you deliver it to them or to a depository, a repository where they want to have this stored. It's so simple. You're the place to go. You're an amazing sponsor. We're going to go to break soon. But I wanted to bring up the gold and silver because you are a great sponsor. And we've got so much more to hit, so many clips, so much news to walk through this. But everybody should give you guys a call or send an email right now at kepm.com/gold with your name and number, your info, when you want to talk to them, what the best times are, kepm.com/gold. Send them the email. But even better than that, call, leave your number, give them your number, make the connection. Don't wait. I mean, it's such a simple move to make, and I only promote what I really feel good about. A t-shirt that puts out a message of freedom, a book that wakes somebody up, a film that warns people about poison shots, high-quality supplements that are the highest quality, that are good for people's bodies at a great price, so it's a win-win for everybody, and silver and gold. Absolute no-brainer, ladies and gentlemen. You need to go to kepm.com/gold, kepm.com/gold, or call 720-605-3900 and talk to this great guy or some of his huge crew of folks, 720-605-3900. And it's not like all the other companies that claim they're selling bullion, and when you call, oh, I got this thing from a shipwreck or found in a tomb, and you're like, I want bullion. Oh, well, this is really bullion from the U.S. Mint, you know, but then you go, well, why is it 20% above what bullion would be, because there's a premium in the fact, and look, a buffalo's beautiful. All those coins are beautiful. I'm not saying, but the point is that you're paying a premium other than simple bars or simple rounds.
100% right. Yeah, don't overpay. Don't ever overpay. And don't fall for anything that has a story. You don't want it. You don't want something that has a story because you're going to overpay for it. And in reality, the only person that really cares about that story is the first person that bought it. Nobody else ever does after that. So this is why we allocate the way that we do. When you pay a low commission, 8% when you go in, 0% when you liquidate, Alex, and you see silver's gone up 35% in the last 10 weeks, and it's gone up, well, 140% in the last 3.5 years, and it's gone up about 60% in the last 18 months. It's like, Alex, you're capturing
this is like selling
all of those.
This is like selling snow cones in hell.
Yeah.
I mean, this is no-brainer. And I know you guys are now the biggest company out there. You're totally dominating. I know you like to brag, but it's just a fact. So it's for a reason. I've known about this guy for 25 years. And then I'm just like, why did I get him as a sponsor? And I called him about being a guest. He's like, hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you. And I'm like, well, boom. And there we are 9 months later. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized, it's been boiled, it's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil. At InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you, so it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get ultimate fish oil.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You want answers?
answers. Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Amazing economist and who runs the most successful silver company in the U.S. He argues in the top two or three gold, but he didn't really push gold because he thinks it's a better investment later. He's here with us. We just did a pitch. It's a smart pitch. I feel so good. I mean, there's no better thing to promote than stuff that's 100%. I only promote stuff that's 100%. In fact, even on our t-shirts, I don't think I have the best designs. I see some better ones. They're good messages. They support us. I go, yeah, our t-shirts aren't the best because I design them. But the supplements are the best. And the gold and silver sponsor is the best because I can say it is because it is. The supplements are the best. Some people ask me, I was like, why did you say our t-shirts are okay? Well, because I'm the designer. Like the gay frog one was pretty cool. It just looked clean, like a nature conservancy shirt or something. That was a good shirt. That was the top. That was an A plus. And we had a few others that are A pluses as well. It's usually the simple designs. Some are like really good, but not as good as some of the stuff I see out there. So our t-shirts are not the best, but we're the best at information and the truth. But our Storable Foods, the best company. You pay like three times more and get gourmet stuff that's even better, but it's healthy, clean, good, tastes good, lasts a long time. Biggest company in the U.S. because they have quality. That's why the biggest been around. They were my sponsor going back when they started 17 years ago. Now they're the biggest thing in the country because of the quality. You're the biggest thing in the country because of the quality. And so it's just very simple. Everything we offer is the very best thing we can get at the best price. Like we could sell the same water filters that are the highest grade on average for double we do. We don't. Only make like 35% on them, and with a sale, 25% right now, 10% off, because it's just my philosophy. This is not a plug right now. I'm trying to explain, like, I just have this real problem. Well, I get better PQQ and CoQ10. I get some synthetic crap and get it for 20% of the price, but if it gets real high quality, high end, that really does a good job, it costs me a little more to get it, has a little bit bigger price tag, but nothing compared to people selling the actual real PQQ and CoQ10 out there. You're getting for half the cost you would with them. So with me, everything is a moral judgment because I'm very superstitious. Not about walking under ladders or breaking mirrors. No, I learned as I grew up that even when I didn't do something on purpose and hurt somebody, it came right back on me. I mean, you know, reap what you sow, karma's a bitch. So with me, I want to be as good as I can because I want God's mojo. And that's what this, you're also a theologian. I'm using non-Christian terms for, you know, some of the folks that aren't Christians out there. But as a theologian, maybe you could speak to your philosophy and why you've been so successful. You've told me about it. We've had dinner a few times. I got to talk a lot on the phone. It's actually my philosophy as well. You thought, I'll do something nobody else has done. A very low percentage up front. You're actually getting this gold and silver at the actual cost. And then we let you sell it back for free, which nobody else does on your scale. That's a genius model. That's why you're numero uno now.
Yeah, well, I want God's mojo too. So what is God's mojo? I mean, when you live a good life, when you take care of other people, when you focus on others more than you focus on yourself, when you live a life of generosity, God tells us to tithe, right? It's not a suggestion. It's a command. But here's the thing. God can work more with and we have you be more blessed with 90% of your income than you can.
I was about to say that you're a theologian. I'm wrong. Is it tithing if you give to an old folks home or to disabled children or you fund a political campaign that's trying to ban abortion? Hasn't the church convinced us that's the only place to tithe? Christ, the only time he got mad was at the money changers where they were manipulating the tithe and he beat them with whips.
Yeah.
Am I wrong when I say that?
No, so you're not wrong. So there's the tithe in the Old Testament, you know, 10% of your first fruits, and it's supposed to go to your storehouse, right? But in the New Testament, it talks more just about giving, right? And so yeah, give God 10%, give him your best, right? But why limit it to 10%, right? Why not give more? Why not give out of, you know, here's a story. When I first, got married, I had nothing. Right. I wish I were zero. I was so far in debt. I was so far in the hole and I saw no escape out of that, Alex. And so I was just sitting there and it's like God spoke to me. And I, if it was audible, it was audible, but I think it was in my head. Right. I don't know, but it seemed audible. And he said, you know what? Give. And it's like, well, I can't give anymore. God, I have nothing. He said, well, learn how to give out of your need rather than out of your abundance. So we started to give not just 10%, but 12%, 15%, 20%, you know, just started to live a lifestyle of giving. And God opened up the floodgates of heaven so much that of blessing that that's his promise. Now, that's not necessarily financial blessing. It can be relationships. It can be peace. It can be all health. Kinds of things. Health. Can be all of that. God doesn't say.
It could be discernment.
Yeah. So there's this prosperity gospel that I think is wrong, right? Prosperity can be part of it, but God's blessings, the blessings from heaven can be not financial things. They can be relationship. They can health. They can be peace of mind. They can be wisdom. They can be discernment. Those are all the blessings of heaven. And when you live a giving lifestyle, when you have faith, hope, and love, greatest of those is love. You love your neighbor as yourself. You have to love yourself first, but when you love your neighbor, you're going to do things for them that you wouldn't do to somebody that you hate, right? So it starts to change the world around you when you focus on what you have in common with each other rather than how you're different. Doesn't mean you're not going to have differences. Everyone's going to have differences. Right, so it's like we have opinions, we have differences, but if you focus on what you have in common, you have this light that shines out of you, and you can cast out.
That's what my dad always told me. I was like, everywhere I went with him when I was a kid, people came over and wanted to talk to him and loved him and everything. And he was a decent looking guy, but he would say, "Cause I have a good attitude," and he was joyful and he was funny and it was real, and then everybody saw it and loved it. And I was like, "Whoa, that's wealth." Just the attitude itself.
Yeah.
The spirit.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a feeling. It's like this inner feeling that expresses itself outwardly when you give. And this is why there's those verses. It is more blessed to give than it is to receive, right? It makes you feel good. It helps the other person feel good. It actually unlocks the blessing of heaven when God challenges us to give. He said, you know what? You give and you give with a grateful heart and watch what happens. You know, you won't have room enough to contain all the blessing. But then in Malachi, when it talks about that, there's a verse that comes after that that nobody really watches. They just say, oh, there's this amazing blessing. No, what comes after that is the locust won't eat your field and you're going to be protected, right? So whatever you work on is going to be safeguarded and it's going to be enhanced. And you're going to be protected from the enemy. So there's,
and that's what keeps happening with InfoWars. The attacks for the whole CIA deep state for a decade, intensifying the last 6 years. And I'm sure when God's ready, if it's the case, he'll shut us down and come back even stronger. But it's literally God every time. It's like, yeah. You can see like there's like a energy bubble or something.
Yeah.
Force field.
It's watching miracles manifested in your life. And that's what's really cool about what you're seeing with what you're doing, even though I'm not saying that, yeah, you're going through a fire right now. You're going through this desert experience. You're going through hell on earth practically. But yet in the midst of it, God didn't say, you know, when Jesus was speaking, it's like, well, it's not going to be necessarily easy to follow me. It's just going to be beneficial, right? Sometimes God is the peace in the midst of the storm. Means the storm is still there, but he's our peace. Sometimes he calms the storm. The end result is still peace, right? And so I take that and I apply that to things that we go through in life, whether it's relationship issues or financial issues, but about our economy too, right? People are so concerned. They're so just bamboozled by, I don't know what to do. We're going to run out of money. We've got these taxes. We've got inflation. We've got wars and rumors of wars, and we can't afford to live. And now they're going to shut down the economy again because now they found avian flu in San Francisco and the wastewater. And you know, sure enough, there's going to probably be another pandemic.
It's a fake PCR test.
Yeah. And you know,
for those who don't remember, the inventors on record, they admit it's true. They turned up on average 30 to 40 times when they sent in the CDC, and it would make thin air bird flu.
Mm-hmm.
You just keep turning it up, and it'll make anything that.
Yeah. So you've got that kind of stuff going on, and I can see it, and I can smell it, and I can sense it. It's like they're coming with another pandemic, right? And it's going to be some kind of a weird
bird flu. The bird flu is disease X. It's all lined up.
I mean, it's all lined up, and now, you know, okay, we're gonna test PCR test every single cow in America every week.
And they've turned it way up and make everybody wear hazmat gear to create the fear again.
Yeah.
And then it's, the meat's sitting at, first there's people in hazmat gear on cows or chickens. Well, next you're like, well, it's not safe. You see what, and then they're gonna kill the herds off. They're gonna quarantine them and then that's gonna spike prices. Oh my God.
Well, it's gonna spike prices.
They're just bombing another part of the economy.
But when World Economic Forum people say,
you're not going to eat beef anymore, they mean it.
Yeah, they mean it. So how can they do that?
That's what I'm saying. The New World Order is on the move, folks. Everything they say they're going to do, they're doing.
I mean, not only are they going to make meat more expensive, ultimately they could make it extinct, right? If they kill off everything.
That's where I'm next.
Okay.
Let me just cover these two for you.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to pull these up. Three. Overhead shot, please. Wait until you see this, listeners. Overhead shot. Bill Gates' connected firm, he owns it, plans to release climate change vaccine. Now, imagine the X-Men, where you get this shot or some accident happens and you survive, you become a superhuman. That's what they're saying. Now, I've already read all those. I already knew they were developing this, but it's in the news now. They're going to inject cows with a powerful mRNA processor that literally changes their entire gut lining and the way their whole body works. They've been experimenting on cows for a decade. Bill Gates is funding this. Remember, he's obsessed with gut flora in humans and animals. To change with a live mutation. Everybody knows when they made Blade Runner based off, you know, real science back in the 80s, which is still the same science. Roy Batty goes to his maker and says, I want to live longer. And he goes, I can augment your body, give you better eyes or whatever, but you only have this lifespan. Once you set up the genetic protocol of a creature, it will kill them if I give the... He goes, well, what about this? What about this? He goes, no. The patient was dead before they left the table. What about this? They were dead in 2 weeks. You can't go once it's already coded. This is a fact. Everything they've got is 50 years old, folks, what you're seeing. So they're going to give cows a mRNA... They call it a vaccine. Is it a vaccine that a cow's guts suddenly operate different and don't create methane by saying methane's bad? And now a cow isn't going to, with its multiple stomachs, break down all this cellulose into something it can process? That's why you can't eat grass and live, but a cow can. They're going to change cow guts. And you know, it's going to kill them all. They're going to claim it's a disease. They're just killing the cows with it. But they're saying, I thought a vaccine was an attenuated virus or something, or tetanus you learn your body defeats from it. Still have a side effect, but it's a real science. No. They change the definition to anything they inject that changes your body. This is literally a mutagenic injection that changes the cow and mutates them in live time. You don't need to be a microbiologist or a geneticist to know that cancer is you mutating off of your genetic code. Okay, that's what it is. It's cells doing their own thing. It's mutation. This is directing the cow's entire gut to suddenly operate completely new and not create a base gas. And, I gave you this article last week. I'd never known the number, so I looked it up. I was guessing it was the same or even higher. Did you know there were three times more bison in the United States before they started the slaughter of them to shut off the food of the Native Americans? See the same story again. The communists shut off people's food as well to control them in Russia. Mao did it in China. There were three times more bison before than there are cows today. And they were just free roaming, eating grass, farting methane. They're a cow. You can breed a bison with a cow from Germany. Or you can breed a cow from England, a Jersey cow, or Ireland with a water buffalo from Africa. It's the same genetics. It's just a different variety. It's like there's black people, white people. We look a little different stuff, but we're still a person, okay? Still got the basic stuff going on. Maybe some people got bigger horns. Some are bigger cows, smaller cows. Some cows are nicer, like a Jersey cow. Some are meaner, you know, like a... thinking what's a mean cow you got to watch? A Brahma? So... I'm in ranching, so I know all this stuff. The point is it's still all cows, folks, okay? Yeah, people are a little different, but we're still the same thing. So there were three times more many cows in America before we started killing them than there are domesticated cows right now. So I'm ranting here. They were farting methane, folks. It blocks and holds the such part of the atmosphere. It's not bad. It's always been here. They want to ban rice production worldwide because it's grown in swamp water. That creates methane. Methane is part of life. No, I'm ranting. Just continuing here. So you've got this big article. Now this one. How are genetically modified humans and everyone who got COVID mRNA injections similar to DNA mutated crops like GMO corn and soy? Another article on Infowars.com. But that's not the issue. They're not even talking about mutated cows. They're talking about mutated humans. That's what this is doing. This is a giant genetic crazy takeover. Now look at this one. Top, again, Bill Gates funded group. The major university is saying we need to put bug protein, chitin, into everything without telling people, like you do the water with the fluoride. Experts are working hard to make insects part of your diet. New study recommends hiding insect flour. Look at the lie. It's flour. That's not flour. That's not wheat. That's insect protein. But now when Harari says, oh, you'll eat the new steak, we've got the new fish. Well, it's some GMO. It's not even a fish, not even a cow. So now they say they're going to hide the bug protein. Guess what? They already are in store shelves everywhere. So that's why I wanted to cover that, to just talk about this total genetic takeover that's happening. I'm going to shut up now for 10 minutes. Go ahead.
So you've got elimination of the food supply. But as it, before it gets eliminated, it's going to be really expensive. And people already can't afford to live, Alex. They can't. So
why are the globalists assaulting the economy?
Well,
to break our will.
To break our will. Just like what you've talked about. And see, if you break it enough, people will give up all kinds of freedoms, Alex. And so, but it's just common sense. This is just math. When Janet Yellen says that they've got inflation under control, no, they don't. When she says that they're going to win this battle, no, they're not.
And now she's capitulating.
Totally capitulating, because now they know that they're going to be proven wrong. So now they've got to change this message of, well, there's reasons why we had to do things right. But when you look at what she's doing, it's impossible. It is impossible to grow the economy when you have higher taxes, when you have higher inflation, when people have less earnings.
Cutting off the energy, getting ready to kill the cows, getting ready to inject them with mutation. Bill Gates is releasing billions of GMO mosquitoes in Florida. I mean, we're living in cuckoo land. This is the new war. It's not soldiers. It's bio.
It's absolutely bio. And we have to call out a lie when there's a lie, right? And she's absolutely lying. The Biden administration is lying to the public.
She's capitulated. She now says we're going to have more inflation. She was wrong.
Yeah, of course. So, but everything that they've done, their whole plan through this 4 years, it wasn't actually to fix an economy, Alex. It was to break our will. It was to get us to capitulate so we would take
on. Flour and Piven.
Yes, they're exactly right. They're central bank digital currency. But what, it's mathematically impossible, just for everybody watching, to listen to the story of the economy is growing when you have higher government spending and higher taxes. The only thing that's left after that is they have to print money like there's no
tomorrow. Listen, I never have time, but I go out to restaurants. I used to go out to like once a week. Now like once a month, I'm so busy. And I go to these nice restaurants, mom and pop, it doesn't matter. There's no one in there, and the owner's like, yeah, we're probably going to close. And they're closing everywhere.
Yeah, because people aren't spending money. The when you look at like commercial real estate, so there's these articles now coming out about banks. There's the FDIC has now said that there's 63 banks. I have this.
No, that's your next. I had this article. Didn't even know you were going to send it to me. Here it is right here. Business Insider. There are 63 problem banks and $517 billion in unrealized losses. That's what you said 6 months ago on the show over and over again.
Yep.
You said word for word, 500 plus billion, and only how much does the FDIC have left?
They have 0.72% left. 0.72% of all deposits is all that the FDIC has. So when you look at this list of 63 banks, you know how we can find the list is because of their quarterly report that just came out that says they're $517 billion in unrealized losses. Well, where did that come from? That 575, it's coming from commercial real estate losses. It's coming from residential real estate losses. It's coming from delinquencies. And so we know that there's 63 banks that are on the verge of failure because they need help. How do we know that they need help? They conducted what's called a reverse repurchase agreement. So in a reverse
stress test,
it's a stress test. So in a reverse repo with the Fed, what they're doing is they're selling back their stupid U.S. treasuries to the Fed, and then the Fed is injecting cash into the banks. So what's happened with these 63 banks? They've had a massive injection of capital through this reverse repo, which means that they're on the verge of collapse. They need help. They needed a financial infusion or else they were going to go under. What's the problem if they go under? FDIC only has now 0.72% of all deposits covered. And when you look at what happened in March of this year, exactly 1 year after Silicon Valley Bank went down, basically they closed the bank temp funding program. No more emergency funding from the Fed to a failing bank. So now what? If a bank fails, there's going to be no more emergency funding. They're just going to go to FDIC receivership. Well, nuts. FDIC only has 0.72% of all assets covered. This is very problematic, right? Because now those banks are going to fail. And there's 63 banks that are on the verge of failure, right? So looking at that, it's like, okay, there's this quarterly banking profile. I'm going to pull it out here and read. This just came out on June 3rd. So if you look at some of the numbers in here, we're looking at obviously $517 billion, but $64.2 billion in the first quarter. That's where the bank's net income went up, but that's up 79.5% from the previous. But here's the problem. Community banks reported only net income of $6.3 billion. They're declining. See, these things are declining. Now, unrealized losses on available for sale and held to maturity securities increased by $39 billion to $517 billion in the first quarter. That's higher unrealized losses on residential mortgage-backed securities resulting from higher mortgage rates in the first quarter, and that drove that increase. So these unrealized losses went from up to $517 billion. It increased $39 billion in one quarter. This is the ninth straight quarter, Alex, of unusually high unrealized losses. These banks are going to fail because of the weight of the defaults of commercial.
And some have already started, as you predicted. So what's going to happen next?
Well, residential real estate always follows commercial real estate. Why? Because commercial real estate would be your mom and pop stores, your businesses, your storefronts, your retail, your offices, your manufacturing. As that goes under, it's because there's nobody working. If there's nobody working, people aren't making money, and then residential real estate follows. I was just watching before I came in, I had the TV on in the hotel room, and on one of the financial news networks, Grant Cardone was speaking, you know, big real estate investor and investor guy. Well, he said this is the worst real estate market that he's seen in his lifetime, right? It's like, and he's right. We haven't seen anything this bad before, ever. And it's upwards of now, commercial real estate in New York City, Alex, upwards of 20% of all of the hotels in New York City are now being used to house migrants. 20%. It's like, okay, that's income that hotels can't use for other people, right? But why are they even available? How are they being used? Because nobody else is using them. This is part of when you start to connect dots of how bad the economy really is, it paints an abysmal picture for normal equity markets, for debt markets, like the stock and bonds. You know, those markets go up because people spend money, because corporate earnings, profits, revenues are going up, and that's what causes stock prices to go through the roof. But if nobody is spending money because taxes are too high and because of inflation, because there's delinquencies at banks, now banks are going to be undercapitalized and we're going into FDIC receivership because there is no more.
And by the way, that's not your opinion. Guys, get the clip from last year that leaked that they didn't want out of the FDIC saying we're going to have to grab people's bank accounts and steal a big part of it called a bail-in. Because I got tons of new clips, but this one I can play every 5 minutes. I mean, this means this is going down. They're just not sure how they're going to pull it or what they're going to do. And we're getting closer every minute. We're already in it. Now they're trying to start World War III. I think they want that as the cover for what is about to go down. This is crazy. Back in 2 minutes with Kirk Elliott. We're going to continue. We haven't even covered 10% of the stacks he's got. There is so much crazy news here that people need to be focused on with the Quattro. The new Disease X, the bird flu, World War III, economic collapse, and the Civil War they're trying to start. And they're trying to do it all, folks. But we're aware of it. We're fighting together. Stay with us.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
You, the people, have the power to create machines, the power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful, to make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, a decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world. Let us all unite!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Now, this is a short 5 minutes state segment where many of our stations don't join us for about 6 minutes, but we're going to continue with Dr. Kirk Elliott throughout the hour. Give us a little prelude so the people coming up don't miss it, the people that are actually tuning in a little, you know, pre-taste and hors d'oeuvre, what are you going to hit in the rest of the hour?
So we're going to talk about the massive number of short positions on silver and why silver is poised to explode. I want to talk about the fundamentals that are going to cause growth in that market. Number one is debt and our unsustainable debt, our debt to GDP ratio, where silver should be, because now the government's actually printing more money. There's M2 money supplies going up in the banks. We want to talk about Turkey wanting to join the BRICS nations.
Huge. Now,
Putin is so excited about it, right, as he should be, but that's going to be a huge...
People don't know. Turkey is the old Eastern Empire of Rome. It's super important in Europe. It's so important. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's like goodbye NATO, right? I mean, this is
it's the biggest army, conventional army in Europe.
Yeah. This is a big deal as the BRICS just start dismantling the West country by country by country. This is a big deal, Alex. And so not only are the BRICS nations, you know, prospering and thriving with manufacturing, but they're amassing thousands of tons, tens of thousands of tons of gold to back their currency. They want a native gold-backed currency in the BRICS nation. So by native, I mean right now they want to de-dollarize the world, right? Putin told everybody that he's going to de-dollarize the world and nobody really believed him because he's Putin. Well, that was back in August. Well, now they're sure believing him. Because they're doing it, right?
And now, what does NATO do? Well, when even Iraq or Libya, who are even that important, try to do it, they blow you up.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we're going to start bombing you. And I mean, it's immediate.
Well, I know.
Except Russia has nuclear weapons. It's not Libya, dumbass.
I mean, it's, they do have nukes. And what we are now doing is providing Ukraine with U.S. weapons to invade Russia. I mean, everything.
Long-range heavy missiles.
All of these stupid decisions are really...
2,000-pound cruise missiles. Those will give you a bad day.
They'll give you a really bad day, but everything that we're doing is just ticking off the BRICS nations, ticking off Putin. And it's like, have some better diplomacy. I don't care if you agree or disagree with it, right? But Everything that we're doing is just a slap in the face to Putin when they now hold the cards. And I hate to say it, Alex, but the BRICS nations hold the cards because, you know, when they de-dollarized the world, it was the first.
Well, when you were on a week ago, you said watch more nations join it. And it just happened. It's happening.
Just it's happening, right? And so how did they do it before? They just said, we're not going to use the U.S. dollar. We're going to use our own currencies to trade back and forth with each other. Right.
But now they want to benchmark gold.
They want to benchmark gold. And
what will that do to gold?
Oof, through the ceiling, right? Because what, you know, some Russian economists are saying, let's not peg oil to gold. Let's not even peg it to our own currency, you know, because the first step was let's trade in our own currencies with 70% of the population, boost the value of those currencies, takes away from the U.S. dollar. But the next step is, the BRICS nations want their own native currency, their own central bank. I don't know what it's going to be called, for lack of a better term. Let's say their currency units are going to be called the BRIC, right? So they've got this BRIC currency. Now it's aggregate all of the economies in the BRICS nations, which is 70% of the world's population, with that currency backed by gold and now oil in Russia. You know, they want to peg one barrel of oil to 1 gram of gold. It's like, okay, this is interesting. They're releasing the peg from the dollar or even any other currency.
And moving into real commodities.
So who does that help? It helps anybody that owns gold. Who has the most gold on the planet? China.
And what are the Chinese doing? They're telling the citizens to buy silver.
They're telling them to buy silver because they want to attack it, the Western banking system.
So tell us, Dr. Kirk Yellen, we come back in 60 seconds, recapping what you think is going to unfold from this, what the timeline is.
Oh.
Or does the West just start nuclear war and kill everybody because they don't want to be defeated economically?
Well, I think that might be an ultimate outcome, as it does go to a physical war. But I think the more immediate...
Stay there. We're here for 60 seconds.
Okay. So...
this is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener-supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Since I mentioned this clip from last year, we can't play enough because there's new FDIC announcements. Here's the Federal Depositors Insurance Corporation meeting, and they've got the board members saying, we're going to have to grab people's bank accounts, we're going to have to do a bail-in, which means we take part of their money, because we're going to have so many regional banks fail next year. Well, we're now halfway into next year, and now it's in the mainstream news that massive amounts of banks are about to fail. And then the other board member goes, well, don't tell people. This is going to cause a major problem. So since we mentioned that, let's finish up with that and then go back into what's happening with the BRICS and what you predict is going to unfold with the BRICS really taking off. Here's the clip.
It's really important. I mean, it's a little bit conflicted, right? I mean, it's important that people understand they can be bailed in, but you don't want a huge run on the institution. But, they're going to be.
People need to know. But I don't think you have much hope of reaching a public that doesn't have a professional need to know.
I completely agree with that. I almost think you'd scare the public if you put this out. Like, why are they telling me this? Should I be concerned about my bank? Like, my insurance company doesn't tell me what they're doing with my assets. If they just assume they're going to pay my claim. Right? I think you've got to think of the unintended consequences of taking a public that has more full faith and confidence in the banking system than maybe people in this room do. So there's a select crowd of people that are in the institutional side. And if they want to understand this, they're going to find a way to understand this. There's a bunch of law firms represented in this room. There's a bunch of people that charge them by the hour, a lot of money to explain this all to them. And it's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And they all have huge staffs. But I would be careful about the unintended consequences of starting to blast too much of this out in the general public.
So here's the bottom line. I want you to elaborate on it because you're the expert, as a really respected economist who made so many accurate predictions. Dr. Kirk Elliott with us in the studio. The FDIC really is a federal agency. The Federal Reserve isn't. And they're saying, we don't have confidence. This is all going to come down soon. Regional banks are going to fail. They know about the inflation. This is almost a year ago they're saying this. I probably played this clip 50 times. And now we're here. So we're not the bad guys telling you about this. They don't want you to know, so they can all get prepositioned or give you some other reason. Oh, it's the Russian war did it, or it's the bird flu is the reason all of a sudden there's runs on your banks. But what you have to understand is this is really the central ledger they're getting you ready for. Once they bankrupt the FDIC with all these claims they're already upside down on massively, and that you'll give them the numbers, it's, you know, hundreds of billions, then there's, oh, we have a way with a computer program. They've already said it's the answer. To pool your mortgage and your money and your stocks in one thing. And yeah, it'll go up and down. You'll take a haircut to stabilize it, or you'll lose everything you've got if you don't do it. This is the admitted globalist plan. This isn't my opinion. I've been talking about this 20 years with other financial experts. This was coming. This was the holy grail in their white papers. But that was 20 years ago when it was an academic white paper. They've now built what they're into. So that's how I knew when I read Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation, 13 years ago, that they were planning it, because I'd seen them do what they said before, and it was an enemy battle plan to use a virus for control and, you know, all this. So we know this is going down. The question is the timing. So finish up with BRICS or get to that after this, but really drill through the whole situation with the FDIC, because that's the open canary in the coal mine. And that clip right there is just amazing. And now a year later, we see it playing out.
Well, when you watch that clip, Alex, they're smug and they're laughing and they're saying, well, the people trust the banks more than we trust the banks, and we're behind the banks, right? It's like they don't even trust themselves, because they know the dire straits that they're in. So when I say that they only have 0.72% of all deposits covered, this is the fallacy of the FDIC. So we have $250,000 worth of insurance coverage on your checking or savings accounts. Okay, so people will look at that and say, oh, if the bank goes under, I'm covered. Well, if there's only 0.72% of all deposits in America, what if another regional bank fails? What if two regional banks fail? What if four or five? You know, when Silicon Valley Bank went down, there was four other big banks that went with it. That took more than half of the available FDIC asset base. So now with what's left is, I just do simple math. It's like, okay, you get another four or five bank failures, FDIC is gone, Alex. It's done.
And we got 63 big ones about to go under.
63. And there was a study that was just done on commercial real estate that says the defaults on commercial real estate, there's over 282 banks.
And is that what's mainly driving this, which was COVID lockdowns, which they knew would kill mom and pops? The big ones are capitalized to stay in. So this was all done.
Yeah. So COVID started it. That put banks in a very precarious position, because there was no income coming in. People started defaulting on
that's loan. The angrier world, Klaus Schwab said. It's the Great Reset.
Yep. That's the Great Reset. And then it was extended. So that financial malaise and that harsh economy that we had that started with COVID ended up with, boy, we had to print a lot of money to get through COVID, right? So when you print a lot of money to get through COVID, that creates inflation. Now they had to start to raise interest rates, Alex, to actually slow down that inflation. So then what? You have COVID, people weren't working, you have to print money to keep the economy afloat, then you have to raise interest rates to slow down the inflation that you're creating. When you raise interest rates and everybody's in debt up to their eyeballs, people start to be late on their payments. And then ultimately you're late for numerous months in a row. Then you default. They cancel the loan. They call it. You have to file for bankruptcy. This is where we are, right? So this is this cycle that began with COVID And now I'm afraid that the cycle's going to start all over again because we've got bird flu. We've got another pandemic and this just constant barrage and this attack on the banking system. So this is where I say the $250,000 threshold, you know, the insurance protection that you have in your bank accounts, that's a fallacy. That's not real. Because all it takes is another four or five banks failing. FDIC is gone. When they cut off emergency funding for banks in March of this year, the only thing that's left is FDIC. And that's a problem because FDIC is going to become underfunded. So what is the government going to do? Are they going to say, let's just let them fail and go to bail-in legislation? Yes, they've already said that they're going to do that. So what is bail-in legislation? Bail-in is the opposite of a bailout, where a bailout, let's say General Motors or AIG or whoever goes under, the government bails them out with taxpayer dollars. A bail-in means that institution still gets bailed out, but it's by you. It's by the depositor that will say, okay, we're going to have to bail out our own institution, which is why it's really super important that people know how strong your financial institution is. How strong is the company that has your brokerage account? How strong is your bank or your credit union? Because if they go under bail-in legislation, which Janet Yellen, after Silicon Valley Bank went down, says, you know what, too big to fail, no such thing anymore. These places are going to get bailed out, but it's not going to be by us. It's going to be by the person who has a deposit there. That's what a bail-in is we bail it. And so, well, when was that legislated? Well, that was under the Dodd-Frank bill, you know, in about 2010, 2011 timeframe under the Obama administration, which they wrote bail-in legislation into the Dodd-Frank bill. Right? So you're looking at this stuff. It's like, oh my word, we're toast. We're really toast if people think that their bank accounts are insured, because they're not. They're when it comes right down to it, they only have 0.72% left. So what do we do? Right? So we have to pull money out of the banking system, literally. You have to keep some in there, obviously, because we live in a cash world. And when you live in a cash world, you have to pay your expenses and you still have to have a bank account, but I would minimize it. I would have no more than 3 to 6 months of expenses in cash in your bank. The rest I would go into something that's going to grow and going to thrive and going to do well in times like this, like silver. I would go into a tangible asset that pulls away from everything, Alex, that you and I have been talking about here, which is unified ledgers from the Bank of International Settlements and all of these programmable money, digital social profile, your social credit score, the ability to cut you off from your money if your ideology doesn't match up with theirs. This is the problem that we can actually help accomplish by going into tangible assets, right? So let's look at another thing here on what kind of tangible assets do we like? Well, the reason I like silver is because of this. This is one of the reasons, this report right here. So the commitment of traders talks about all the different futures contracts that are out there. So there's 865 million ounces of silver that's actually in a short position. Okay, that's a naked short position, which means the banks don't actually have it. They can sell something, which is what a short position does. They sell something that they don't have. It causes a price to come down. So that's why you've seen probably silver come down over the last 3 or 4 days. I mean, that doesn't make a trend. That makes it a massive buying opportunity is what it makes it, because the trend, as we've already talked about, is silver's gone from 1191 to 30.5 in the last 3.5 years, well up over 140%, right? So these naked short positions are out there, and if silver goes up in price when you own a short position, you lose money hand over fist. It's like, China saw this. China saw this happening, and the day before the drones flew from Iran to Israel, they basically encouraged every one of their citizens to start buying silver. Well, it's 1.4 billion people. If they were to all just buy 1 ounce of silver, it's like, well, now, if they did that, they would take up more than 50% of the total supply of silver mined in a year. globally. So, but they don't have to do that much because India has already committed to taking 66% of the supply. So, okay, there's only 30-something percent left. So if China starts buying silver, you're going to create a short squeeze. You're going to create a situation where the manufacturers of the world, the aerospace industry, the defense, you know, electronics, TV manufacturers, everything that needs silver, they're not going to have physical product, but they need it to finish a product. So therefore, the price goes through the roof. And what did China do? This is the brilliance of their battle plan here. Sadly, again, I hate that this is the case, but it is just reporting on it, is they're in an economic war, practically a physical war with America. So how do you win a war without firing a bullet? By doing what they just did, right? By identifying that the U.S. and the London-based banks, the Western banks, have 865 million ounces of silver in short position. You encourage all of your citizens to buy silver. That causes the price to go up. That's an attack against the banks who are going to have to cover those short positions, and the price goes through the roof. So this is, Alex, where you see China conducting economic warfare that's even more potent than a physical war, because you want to go back to what we started this show with. You want to destroy the will of the people. You do it by attacking their bank accounts. You do that by creating fear. Everything we've been talking about is exactly that. And again, if
the globalists are empowered by dollar hegemony, why would they be getting ready with the bird flu, which they've done, to shut down food production? Why are they cutting off fertilizer in Europe, in the U.S.? Why are they cutting off the main pipelines? They want this. So it's a game of chicken, I guess, for the world. They think when they bring down the U.S. economy, it'll bring down the rest of the world. But Russia and China and Turkey, they all see with the writing on the wall, so they're running for the hills, which checkmates the West.
Yeah.
I mean that's what I see.
That's what I see, too. So it gets even a little bit deeper as you look. Domestic policy is actually corresponding with their foreign policy, because they don't have to work really hard to destroy the U.S. economy. Biden's doing a really good job at that to begin with, right? So
he's the fall guy.
Yeah, so he is the fall guy, but he's actually a good fall guy because he can't really defend himself.
I'll never know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. So you look at payrolls right now. How bad is the economy? ADP payrolls unexpectedly tumbled to the lowest since January as wage growth continues to slow. Well, let's wait a second. I thought we're hearing the lie that the economy is doing well, that people are working, that you know, Bidenomics is great for America. Well, A, it's not. So we've got declining wages, which means there's going to be declining income tax revenues, property tax revenues, sales tax revenues. The economy is in absolutely utter disarray. And now China doing its economic warfare on America, it's like, well, they don't have to work as hard, because when you have declining government revenues, Alex, and you still have to fund the debt ceiling and the interest on our debt, which is, it's going to push $1 trillion this year. Our interest only payments are going to push $1 trillion.
And so you've laid that out well. So what, you made a lot of really accurate predictions, in fact, scarily accurate. People just seen here in the last 9 months, 25 years in operations. What do you think the time line is? We're going to hold you to it, but you've been pretty much dead on. Give or take a few weeks. Mm-hmm. You said like 6 months ago, I think by, April, March or April, we start seeing these regional banks fail. And then it didn't happen in March, it happened in April. And now they're all the news saying massive ones coming. So you made a lot of, you said, I think silver will do this year. It did better than what you said. So looking at this, dead reckoning. We're not holding you to it. Not a prediction, just gut level. Dead reckoning. What do you think is about to happen?
Well, I think probably by July, you're going to see another round of big bank failures. It would be my guess. They just undercapitalized. They're running out of money. But as that starts happening, that is going to create fear into people that, the safest asset that they have, they're checking in their savings accounts, going away. They're going to start pulling money out of their normal stock market.
And I would predict they're going to be shutting down, because they're already saying they're going to do it, farms, beef production, poultry production, claiming we've found all this bird flu. which they are now going to do with PCR tests. It's all transparent if you're awake.
Yeah.
That's going to put another wet blanket on things.
There's going to be a huge.
So the stock market's going to go bloop.
Stock market's going to go bloop. I think there's going to be bank failures. Now, we're probably going to have another pandemic before the election, because it's going to disrupt things, right? And it's like, man, this is replaying itself all over again. But I think the most immediate thing is a bank failure. Then you're going to see stock market probably corrections because this is just the economic reality of political decisions. But I think we start to see the social impact of that as the economy erodes. There's always social upheaval when people can't afford to pay their rent, pay their mortgage, feed their kids, pay their utilities. They start to get squirrely. They can't eat. So I think by that time, you're going to see economic disruption, almost like blood in the streets, kind of. I mean, I hate to be, gross about it, but it's just people are going to start to lash out. And this is going to happen right during election time. Well, the rest of the world is going to start seeing this. Well, those kind of actions cause normal equity markets, real estate, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all of that to come down. Gold and silver will thrive in that kind of a scenario.
So it's a major sell market except for everything but commodities.
I would say
gold will go up, silver will go up. Even if the economy is imploding, energy will still go up. Food will keep going up because they've already cut off the basis of it.
Yeah. And who's going to benefit from all of this? The BRICS nations. I mean, you look at like
it's like our government's working against us.
Yeah, our strategic oil reserves are depleted. We're going to have to replenish them. Well, who are we going to buy that from? OPEC? Who's part of OPEC? Basically, the Middle Eastern countries that are now part of BRICS +++. So the BRICS nations are going to benefit from our stupid policies of extinguishing our strategic oil reserves, which was a bill that was just passed. Right? They got rid of the Northeast Strategic Oil Reserve. A bill was passed to get rid of all million barrels of that and then shut down the pipeline. It's like, what's wrong with our Congress? Like, literally, what is wrong with them?
They're allowed to insider trade. They're given the inside knowledge, so they just go along with it.
Yeah, they absolutely go along with it. So you've got that now. Who are we going to have to replenish that with? The BRICS nations' oil, which is going to benefit them. Well, what if that Russian economist gets his way, Alex, and you peg oil to a gram of gold? And the price of oil goes up, the price of gold's going to go up. China owns an estimated 30,000 tons of gold. That's going to benefit them. It's going to benefit.
They're in the power position.
Massive power position. I can't say it any stronger than what I already have. They hold all the cards. And so I think you asked me what was going to happen next. We see probably by the election the massive power shift from the West to the East. And the BRICS nations are controlling the shots, you know, with Turkey now wanting to basically join the BRICS. What is that all about? You know, they just want to be on a winning team is what they want. You know,
and that's the thing. Once this becomes evident, there's a run of the exit. So the West, I don't think even did this on purpose. The globalists thought they could pull everybody. It's backfired. So the final step is obviously attack Russia and have a war. I mean, which is going on. But then you add to that, what I want to raise after the break, is all this talk of martial law and civil war, and MTG came on today, and she's got her sources. She said she believes that they're going to cancel the election using civil unrest or war, and because Trump is so far ahead. And that clip, by the way, is on Real Alex Jones on X. It's being posted on Infowars.com. She was on with us there in the second hour. I mean, this is big. I agree with her, by the way.
Yeah.
So.
Well. And that's part of what comes next. And maybe, you know, I didn't know that she had said that, but, you know.
Yeah, guys, I sent it to you. Can you pull up? It's on Real Alex Jones on X. It's the interview from the second hour. There it is. Just went up like 30 minutes ago. Breaking exclusive. MTG predicts deep state planning civil unrest /war to cancel 2024 election. And it's not just her saying it. I've got all the Democrats saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to win.
Yeah.
Trump terrorists are going to attack us. We're going to arrest them all. Here's Maxine Waters. Civil war, MAGA are all domestic terrorists. They're planning terror attacks with no evidence. Mm-hmm. So they're planning much bigger stuff than the Whitmer setup.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that actually corresponds with what I just said, too, is after economic unrest, you're going to have social unrest. And I think that she's 100% spot on. And you could use that to suspend the election. And boy, if you can't beat Trump, I mean, they're trying everything that they can do. And he just keeps going up in the polls. He's raising more money. I mean, it's incredible. It's incredible what's happening. But people
it's up to $300 million now since Thursday.
That is wild. But I think what that's a reflection of, Alex, is people seeing that there's all this government overreach and they need somebody who's got the fortitude to say, no more. We're not going to do this. We're not going to bow. We're not going to cater to the non-governmental organizations, to these international establishment people. We're not going.
So they're going into panic mode saying, fine, we'll blow the planet up.
Absolutely. That's what they're doing. So we've got issues and a debt is one of the biggest ones coming up. I don't see how that's going to be sustainable.
So we're not trying to scare people, but I think everybody knows this is obvious. This is not even rocket science at this point. This is all going down. We're going to skip the next break. This is the final segment, my friend, ahead of the war with Owen Schroyer coming up in 32 minutes from now. We're going to talk about all the other big issues on the table when we come back.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here. This is so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of mineral fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, still good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your
the cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
It's the Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind with Dr. Kirk Elliott.
Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I know our audience is already super informed. See, you know, I'm not up here fair-porning you. I want you to get ready for something before it happens. That's the only option we've got, is to at least know this is going down. Unfortunately, I don't think there's any way we get proven wrong on any of this. The question is the timing. So I would love to be wrong in 3 months, 6 months, and have some articles. Jones said this. His guest, Dr. Kirk Elliott, this economist, said that. I would love... L-O-V-E in capital letters with 10 exclamation points, highlighted and blazing, you know, yellow highlighter, be wrong. Everybody knows we're not going to be wrong. Because we're not wrong. It's already happening. Okay? So that's where we are. So I want to, in the time we've got, I've been trying to be good today and let you talk, which you never complain about, but I love adding points, to have you finish up any of the points you've got. And then I have my own articles I printed that I want you to respond to. And I noticed some in my stack I got with the crew doing research, the same stuff you've got, but here it is. This is U.S. sees clouds of financial crisis gathering on horizon. Are we going into a recession? ADP payrolls unexpectedly tumbled to lowest since January as wage growth continues slowing. And I've got a bunch of other important articles. During the Great Depression, they were called Hoovervilles, but today's American shanty towns are called. I want to get your take on that. U.S. dollar crash, the Fed, big problem, economic collapse. I want to give that to you. You can talk for an hour about just this. House Democrats accuse big oil of price gouging. Big oil ain't perfect, but it's not the one great monetary policy. So the great American boob's finally running out of steam. They're trying to tell us that, you know, Biden had done this, you know, incredible job the whole time, but now he hasn't, which they never did. So, oh, there's no inflation. Oh, inflation's good for you. Well, it's low inflation. Well, we're going to fix the inflation. Oh my gosh, inflation's back, but it's just they keep changing their stories. Hit your final articles, and then please respond to what I gave you. And I'm just going to give you the floor here, and I'll be back at the end. I mean, I'll be sitting here, but I'll be back at the end with a few questions.
Yeah, so I want to start with the debt clock. So if you look at the usdebtclock.org, this is really fascinating.
I've got it right here for you. I know it's on your computer.
Oh, sweet. Yep, that's awesome. So
here's the rest of your stack. I grabbed it from you. Sorry, here.
Okay. Perfect. Great. So if you look on the top left corner, where it talks about the national debt, we're at $34.8 trillion. But our debt to GDP ratio is 122%. Okay. So that's one of the, I remember, Alex, it was like, man, 2007, 2008, I was looking at that and it's like, well, we're pushing 80% debt to GDP ratio. And I started to kind of freak out a little bit as an economist thinking, because I know what happens when we hit 100%. When the debt to GDP is 100%, meaning your gross domestic product is equal to the amount of debt that you have, those countries don't survive that, ever. Like 100% of the time, they don't survive that. They come back with a different currency. They come back with a different form of government. And we blew past that. We're now at 122%. So you look like throughout history that one of the greatest examples would be, you know, the Roman Republic. So the Roman Republic, you know, they fell because of the weight of their entitlements when 1/3 of the population, 33% of the population in Rome, was getting government assistance of some kind. Today it's 80% of America, of our budget, 80% of our budget, of our income goes towards Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, food stamps, women, infant, children programs. So we're much greater than 1/3. that causes the economy to collapse from the weight of the entitlements. So it's mathematically impossible once the debt to GDP goes over 100 to recover from that. We're at 122. Now, on this debt clock, if you look over on the right-hand side where it talks about basically the dollar to silver ratio number, well, what does that put silver at? It's at $153 per ounce. Okay, this is an interesting thing because if people who have been watching this, and I know a lot of you viewers are watching the U.S. debt clock, it didn't used to say 153 per ounce. It showed zero. It showed zero for the longest time. And it's like, man, Kirk, how could it be zero, right? Well, because as the money supply, they were pulling money out of the system. The M2 money supply was going negative. So when you price something by something that's negative, it comes out zero. You can't divide by zero. So what does this number tell us now? That the price is going up. And it's not the $30 an ounce that we're seeing on price today. It's $153 an ounce. With the amount of money in circulation and the number of ounces of silver, silver should be $153 an ounce. It's not. It's 30 and a half, right? That makes it one of the biggest bargains in the history of the world, right? But the reason why it's now positive is because of what we talked about earlier, the reverse repos. There's money being injected back into the banking system, right? Because they can't afford to survive. They can't afford to live. They can't afford to, they're undercapitalized. So the fact that there's money going back into the system now puts, and there's so much of it, it puts a price per ounce of silver at $153 an ounce. One other thing I'd like to show on there is the massive amount of money that's been printed over the last 5 years and over the last 10 years. That's just right next to that on that chart. That 5 year number puts silver at over $1,500 an ounce. With the amount of money that's in circulation, you know, compared to the amount of silver that's available, $1,500 an ounce. The 10 year price would be $1,121 an ounce. It's like, oh my word. Right? So what does that mean? That means at $30 an ounce, silver is the most undervalued asset on the planet, literally. So I've got clients that call in every single day, and they say, well, boy, I'm going to wait for the little price dip. It's like, what? You actually care if silver is going to come down 50 cents or a dollar. You know, my projections that I've gone over with you, Alex, for the last 9 months are I think silver is going to hit $75 to $100 an ounce on this run. It could go much higher. I mean, we're looking at these numbers, which makes my prediction actually look small, right? But I'd always rather underpromise and overdeliver rather than give some kind of a pie in the sky estimate. That's not my style. So these numbers are even greater than $75 to $100 that I've been my conservative estimate for years. So you look at that, it's like, all right, you're not going to care if silver's $28 an ounce, $30 an ounce, $35 an ounce when you buy it, based on where I think that it's going because of the economic imbalances and the political realities that we're faced with moving forward. So I just wanted to show you all that usdebtclock.org because you can't really make those numbers lie. Economists can make numbers lie all the time, but when you're just looking at this raw data in that form, it tells a big story. So, Alex, some of these articles that we went over, let's just look at the headline. So when I look at a headline, it's more than just a headline. The headline tells us what we're going to learn about, right? But if whenever you look at a news story, you have to look at two other things. A, what caused the headline, and B, what are the future implications of the headline, right? So what caused us? What was going on to get us to write that headline? And then based on that, what are the projections moving forward, policy-wise, politically, economically, socially, whatever, right? So you have to look at all of those three things. So the U.S. sees clouds of financial crisis gathering on the horizon. Okay, this is an easy one for us to go over. We've seen declining revenues on the stock market. People aren't spending money, declining wages. Look at that report from ADP. Number of unemployment claims is going through the roof. We've got high taxes. It's impossible to keep an economy growing when you have higher government spending and higher taxation and people are earning less and jobs are, the number of people unemployed is increasing. I mean, good grief, that's a recipe for disaster. So you look at all of these clouds. It's like the culmination of a perfect storm that's gathering on the horizon. And I think that that storm starts spitting down lightning and tornadoes on all of us pretty soon. I don't think it's a distant horizon. I think we're starting to see all this stuff right here and right now. And then there's this other article we keep hearing about. We're going into a recession, you know, boy, if we don't fix this, we're going to go into a recession. It's like, okay, note to self. As an economist, I'll tell you, we've been in a recession since COVID. A recession is simply two consecutive quarters of declining output. Well, we've had declining output since like COVID, you know, since March of 2020. I mean, we're technically pushing depression, not just a recession. We're not going into one. We already are in one. So when you look at these numbers, like let's look at these stupid little bullet points on this chart. And this is why when I look at some of these economic writers that write these things, they don't look at the right thing. So here, the first quarter economic growth is 1.3% on an annualized basis. So 1.3% economic growth. It's like, well, at least it's growing, Kirk. It's like, no, it's not. Not in real terms. Because unofficially, inflation's hovering at 18%. Even Obama's, you know, economic advisor said, you know, yeah, it's actually inflation is up there. You've got the people at some of the big hedge funds, the big banks like Jamie Dimon, the head of Bank of America, saying, you know, inflation and actually it was Goldman Sachs said that inflation's really hovering at around 15%. Well, this matches up with my number from my first dissertation where I developed a methodology for measuring inflation because the way that the BLS does it's wrong. They're just wrong. So you look at it and my number is somewhere between 12 and 15% right now. Well, that matches up with some of these other projections too. But if you have growth at 1.3%, inflation at 15%, well, you're actually losing 13.7% a year. So in real terms, we have been shrinking. Whenever the economic growth is less than the unofficial inflation, we're shrinking. Well, at this point, 1.3% is even less than official inflation, which is understated. So yes, Alex, we are not going into a recession. We are in one. We're absolutely in one. So next article that you want to go over here, the U.S. dollar crash. The Fed's big problem. And so what is the Fed's problem? Here's where I'm going to tell everybody that inflation's not going away. It's going to stay there and they want it to stay there. Now you might see all the rhetoric and the stories and the nonsense that says, hey, you know what? We want to fight this inflation. This is why we're raising interest rates. We've got to slow it down. They need inflation. Because when you inflate the currency, you're devaluing the currency. That's what inflation is. It takes more of that junk currency to buy valuable goods and services. We've got debt that needs to be paid off. $34.8 trillion worth of it, right? So when you have inflation, you're paying off the debt with cheapened dollars. It actually makes your payments relatively less in relative terms. So therefore, they don't want inflation to go away. They want to keep it persisting. This is the problem that we're seeing moving forward is you've got this battle. You've got this messaging that says we're fighting it, but in the end, they don't really want to tackle it because they need inflation to pay off the debt because we had so much debt. Now, if we had zero debt, then yeah, you don't want inflation, right? But when you have a bunch of debt that you got to pay off, inflation kind of is your friend. So next article, House Democrats accuse big oil of price gouging. It's like, what? Don't blame big oil of price gouging. Blame the Biden administration for these economic sanctions going on Russia and the BRICS nations, when you've now got 6 of the 9 largest oil producers in the world as part of the BRICS nations, and they're saying, hey, you know, the U.S. government, they're actually putting all the sanctions and restrictions on us, and they kicked us out of the SWIFT system, and you know what? So what we're going to do is we're going to limit production coming out of OPEC. Of course they can do that. 6 of the 9 largest oil producers in the world are now part of BRICS. They can do whatever they want with their own policy. But when they do that and they limit production, the price of oil is going to go up. Who benefits when the price of oil goes up? The producers do. Who gets hit hard? The users do. So we are net users of oil, and they are net producers of oil. So when they limit production, the price of oil goes up. Don't blame it on big oil for price gouging. Maybe they are a little bit. I have no idea. But the majority of the price manipulation is just simply coming from the economic realities of politics, right? You put economic sanctions on these countries, you're going to get them to fight back economically. That's exactly what's happening. And so I'm not saying that prices of oil are not going up. They are going up. I'm just saying that the House Democrats are wrong on the reason and the rationale behind it. So this one, the great American boom is finally running out of steam, leaving mountains of debt. Okay, so this great economic boom that we've seen isn't a real boom, never has been. Well, I shouldn't say never. During the Trump years, we actually had lowering taxes, lowering interest rates, and job creation. People spent money. That revenue was real. That was real revenue. During the Biden administration, there's a stock market still up. Yeah, the stock market like hit all-time highs. But the reason is not the same. See, the stock market's going to go up as a function of revenue. Well, revenue can be one of two reasons, real or not real, right? So when people spend money, that's real revenue. When the government prints money, it's still revenue, but it's not real. That's debt. You have to pay it back. So during the Biden administration, this American boom is running out of steam because we're running out of money. We've hit this point of critical mass where people simply can't afford to buy anything because the inflationary pressures from printing so much money are so extreme. And like we just talked about, they do want some inflation. But here's the problem. If you keep printing money like there's no tomorrow, and the rest of the world is no longer buying your U.S. dollar, which is our problem, it's being de-dollarized, the whole world, because of the BRICS nations, this is cause for massive amounts of inflation, because we're going to print money like there's no tomorrow. It's going to devastate the U.S. economy, because we're going to be forced, like Weimar Republic Germany, like Argentina, like Venezuela, to print our way out of it. So, yeah, we're running out of steam, but the steam that was there for the last 3.5 years has been fake. It's been just money being printed out of thin air, not real economic growth like what we had during the Trump or the Reagan years. Okay, next article. How AI could basically roil the next economic crisis. So you look at AI, and it's taking away jobs, right? And it's designed to do that. It's designed to replace humans with computers. Well, what kind of jobs could be replaced? Anything that's mathematical, right? You can have your accountants be replaced easily with a computer. How about a lawyer, right? Lawyers could be replaced by computers. Now, you lose the intuition that God gave us, you know, that gut feeling where it's like, I'm going to make this decision, even though it might not sound like logically the best decision, but I just have a good feeling about it, right? That kind of stuff, right? That's Holy Spirit speaking to people. That's God, you know, whispering in a still small voice into your ear. You know, that's what that wisdom, discernment, intuition comes from. But computers don't have that. Computers are black and white, right or wrong. But imagine a lawyer that's a computer that can look at all the precedent, all the case law written prior, and they could craft an argument with every single legal case ever. I mean, so AI could replace that. I was at the red carpet room for United as I was traveling. And, you know, you get like snacks and food up there, whatever. And they used to have somebody that would come around with the dirty dishes bin, and you'd put them in there. That job is no longer there. It's now a robot, right, with a bin on it. And it stops right in front of you, and it says, put your trash in here. And it's like, okay, so you do. So even those kind of jobs are being replaced, right? How about Uber drivers, taxi cab drivers with self-driving cars, right? You look at where technology is going. It is going to replace so many human jobs. Now, when human jobs get displaced by computers, computers don't spend money. Computers don't pay taxes. So government revenue streams are going to come down. But yet the amount of withdrawals coming out of the government, people saying, hey, I need unemployment insurance. I need Social Security. I need Medicare. I need Medicaid. I need this because some stupid computer took my job. Well, now we've got an issue because something that was created that they thought was for good, displacing people from their jobs, they're now going to come for benefits, but there's no income stream coming in because all the government taxation revenue streams have been, you know, put to the wayside, gone forever. It's a problem. So, you know, we already discussed this a little bit, but this is where I think the next big crisis is going to come from, is the number of problem banks in America. It's climbing during the first quarter. We've got 63 banks that had to go into a reverse repo, meaning they had to have an injection of capital coming into the banks. So they're on the verge of collapse, they're on the verge of failure. Now add to that the things that we can see. A lot of times you can't see the behind the scenes, how much derivatives debt exposure do they have, whatever. What we can see, the number of delinquencies, we can see the number of defaults, we can see that wages are declining, that unemployment is skyrocketing, that people can't afford to buy commercial real estate or residential real estate because of rising interest rates, a slowdown in inflation that they created. This is a mess. It's an absolute mess. And so what we want to do is take these items, identify them, act accordingly, to be simply in the right place at the right time the majority of the time. So every single one of these articles, Alex, you know, it's got an easy explanation like what we just went over.
We're coming to the end of the Ponzi scheme. They want to use a virus, a war, a race war, a civil war as the cover to jump us onto their new system. You don't want to be in the CBDC, total control grid, mark of the beast. You want to move into silver and gold and farmland and church with your family and just whatever you can now before the race to the exits happens.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, community is a huge thing. I mean, imagine
people you can work together.
Mm-hmm.
That's God, community, food. And then if you've got assets, silver and gold, that's going to be the only thing that's perform well in this overall. People need to call you right now at 720-605-3900 and talk to your great consultants to get a plan together. 720-605-3900 or kepm.com/gold. Send an email, your name and number. Ask for consultation. Get it set up. Do it now. We're out of time. Owen Schwartz is coming up in a minute and a half. You did a fabulous job. I shut up and let you talk because I want to be able to say what you had to say. Even though you don't complain about me, I have a lot of points to add. I think we can help each other. But overall, incredible job. Great predictions. Wish this wasn't all happening, but we've got to have the softest landing we can. And just remember, this place would be padlocked right now and shut down outside of a judge's order with all the stuff going on behind the scenes. So every day here is a precious day. Every show is a precious day. Get all the downloads off Band.Video. It may not be here next week. Get everything you can. Spread the word. I think we'll be here in a few months is the best estimate. But the enemy's closing in. They want us off the air before the election. I haven't even moved to alternatives, but it's going to be very hard to shut me down being heard. But right now, support our sponsor. support these great folks because they're wonderful and they'll continue on. And drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's company that's separate from Freaky Specialisms. And any orders you get in, the judges said they'll keep it open. You'll get everything shipped to you. We ship in like within 48 hours on average, so that's no problem. 40% off sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Big sales also at drjonesnaturals.com. They're both critical places, but separate from free speech is drjonesnaturals.com. So if you really want to support me, I'm asking you, go there. Great products. Get them now. Next level foundational energy, green fiber caps, all the nano silver products, drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. Dr. Elliott, great job coming into town, buddy.
Thank you.
Another amazing interview. And hey, we're making lemonade out of lemons, silver lining. We've got double the audience we had a week ago since they made this move. So thank you for all tuning in. Huge reports posted at InfoWars.com and X. So follow me at X. They shut us down today. I'll still be at Real Lock Jones on X. Follow me there. Tell everybody you know. Follow me there right now.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss. It equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.